Are you ready? 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 Are you ready for the Year of Shame Challenge?
Hello everybody and welcome to this month's episode of the Year of Shame podcast. This is year 4, 2016, and we're in October. Well, we're not in October, but this is October's episode, people. Here, as always, stand by my side, propping me up at the bar, as my trusty compadres. That'd be Matthew at the back, Jace by the side, and AD propping me up, my arse up, keeping me stable. Great. How are we, gents? How are we doing?
Awesome.
Splendid.
Yeah?
Jace? Imagine if we'd have recorded this on time, you could have done a welcome to the Halloween spooktacular fucking wonderful intro, but that shit out, didn't it?
Yeah, no, that was my fault as well. I did have in mind, because I kind of knew a week ago that it was my turn, and I was even tempted to get, like, special effects and everything, and have, like, creaky doors and kind of ghost noises and what have you, but...
I take it you were going to edit this one, were you?
Yeah!
I was going to give it a go. Fuck off.
I was going to give it a go. But yet, no, due to my busy lifestyle, we couldn't record in October. So this is the day after Halloween. So all the trick-or-treaters have been round. Screw those guys. They can all go and have their sugar rush somewhere else. Jace, how are you doing?
I'm alive.
Right, okay. I think we're going to come on to the reason why Jace's face looks so fucking miserable. Damn, I just swore. I promised myself I wouldn't swear this episode.
Ah, fuck that.
Damn it! Okay, so we're here.
You could have just asked me to edit it out, really.
Oh, I suppose I could. Well, okay. Yeah, but making you edit a normal podcast takes a little while. Making you have to do a special edit, you know, I just do want to put that
up. Yeah, I can't do a swear-free one. There's not enough hours in the fucking day.
To be honest, we would probably be in year of 5 before that got edited.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that's possible. Nah. So quick round the room, just to kind of just see what people are like. It's been a month since we spoke to each other. Is everybody okay? AD, how have you been doing?
I'm really good. I can see the end's in sight. You know, we're now in November. Mm-hmm. We've got, you know, you can actually say that at the end of next month we're nearly ready to buy some games. So, yeah, I'm really good. I've got to admit, I'm not good. You know, there's a lot of new shit out and there's a lot of new shit that I want. And, but yeah, I'm managing. I'm getting there.
Good. Is it burning you when you see the kind of the release trailers and stuff like that, or the release dates, and you just see that, you know, that particular game's hit, and you're just like, I would be playing this.
I think it's helped this month that there's been a couple of kind of demos or free trials out there, which means I've been able to play some stuff that I probably might have bought, and then it's made me be able to make an informed decision of what I actually do buy. So I'm all right. There's one coming out this month that I'm really interested in, and that's going to have to wait. But apart from that, I think that the one. Well, I'm not going to go into it. We'll go into it on what we've played. But
yep.
But no, it's all right. It really is. Good. I thought this month was going to be the bad one, but it's not turned out as bad as I was expecting.
Cool. That's good. That's good to hear. That warms my cockles a little bit. Matt, how are you feeling? What have you been up to?
I've been very nice in a nice warm place inside my head, enjoying...
you always live there.
Enjoying the barrenness of my gaming collection. And I've been all right. I've been good. Looking forward to recording this show. And been watching keenly all the games coming out this month, which we'll talk about later. And having mixed feelings about them. But... no, on the whole, all is good with the world.
You're all right.
All is good.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. I'm glad to hear it, mate. I'm glad to hear it. Jason of Stokershire.
It's this time of year when I see your wonderful faces on a Skype call that makes me want to say those three little words. Fuck this challenge in the face. That's how I'm feeling. And we'll come on to why. It's... no fucking surprise to anyone. I has a sad.
Oh dear.
Continue.
I agree with you though, because I think we've in the kind of the chat thread that we have during the week when we just kind of chit chat and bantering. I have noticed there's a kind of there is peaks and troughs of, you know, people that are kind of wound up by what we're doing or completely chilled out and it's not a problem and things like that. Like I'm not even playing games, and if we could chart it, if we could see some pie diagrams and some actual graphs, it'd be interesting to know the kind of our trending as what we've done between each other. And I think for me this month, I'm definitely, if people remember last month, I just said, look, I've come out of EGX, I'm putting the blinkers on, I want to get my head down, I don't want to think about games and I want to just get on with it. But then there's just that excitement of new games. Games that aren't even out yet make me want to buy other games. So the Red Dead Redemption 2 trailer, like just the, you know, the wonderful kind of graphics and just the kind of, it just made me want to play other really good games like that that are out now. It was, oh, it's really fucking frustrating. Again, I've just sworn. So I'm feeling very frustrated at the moment. There is lots of games that have come out this month in this last kind of 4 weeks that I definitely would have bought. And I just think, crikey, this is getting really hard now. And January the 1st can't come soon enough, in my opinion. Definitely
I've
not.
Got to admit this month that Sunday when the Rockstar logo changed red, mm-hmm, was just such a fucking hell yes moment. Because yeah, you knew what was coming and you just knew it. And that moment was probably my gaming highlight of this month. Just because it was that promise of something fucking awesome.
And I think we're all equally excited about that as well, aren't we? All four of us are really excited about Red Dead coming out, aren't we?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Apart from Grumpy Git over there.
What?
Grumpy,
I fucking
grumpy
didn't finish the first
bastard.
One. I couldn't be asked collecting flowers, so fuck off.
I'm very disappointed.
Collecting flowers, ride a fucking
the thing
horse.
Is,
fuck off.
There was too much of a story there, wasn't there, Jace, to be honest with you?
Yeah, that shit.
So, but I think what I'm trying to say is that it something like that, a very big game, a very well-loved game for lots of people being kind of teased, just made you kind of realise how much you like games in general and how much you like that escapism and how much when a big something comes along, it kind of reminded me of the, you've obviously seen the montage video of when they announced the remake of Final Fantasy
Seven.
Yeah, and you saw the fans' reactions, their faces and stuff like that, because it's just that's what video games do to people. And I just think something like that just kind of charges the community and charges our hobby, really, and it just made me like video games even more and want to play them even more, which is horrible when you're in a challenge when you can't play video games that you don't currently own. It makes it crap.
It does.
Right. Anybody else want to add anything before we actually hit some sort of running
order and schedule? Did I mention fuck this challenge?
You mentioned it once. Yeah, I think you...
All right, well, just to clarify, this challenge. There you go. Just in case anybody was in any doubt as to what my mind is.
Okay. Well, I think we've got a very large subject matter to discuss later, because I'd like to actually really get down to the integrity of a particular title that you're referring to, Jay. So let's come to that in a bit. Okay, so shall we go into what we've missed? Are we going to the games that have come out since we last recorded, and we can talk about whether we would have bought them, talk about whether they're actually worth our time, and, that kind of jazz.
Sounds good to me. Yeah?
Do it.
Yeah?
Do
you with me, guys? You with me?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So first on the list that came out on the 7th of October was Mafia 3. I would have bought this, because I really enjoyed Mafia 2. And I think AD would have bought this as well, wouldn't you, Maid?
No, I probably wouldn't have done, actually.
Oh, you always do this to me, you bitch!
No, it's...
I think last year's AD probably would have bought it.
Yeah. Possibly. Yes. I don't know. Thank you,
Jace.
One probably...
I think you've changed too much this year, and I think Neil's going on old AD, which I think is right.
Mm. I don't know. I don't know this one. This is one that I might have been caught up on the kind of day one, day two buzz, but I've not seen an awful lot of that on this game. And I think because they kind of didn't release it before day of release to reviewers, I probably didn't kind of get caught up in that. And it kind of, that one kind of passed me by. So I don't know. It's a,
okay.
It might be one I'd have picked up at Christmas should it have it been in the sale for £25.
Yeah, this will dip. Yeah. This will be one of the kind of game stores you know, pick up for you know for like £25 to £30 definitely.
I definitely wouldn't be picking up in the store on the high street called Game because fuck them.
Oh yeah. But that's where you will get that initial kind of because yeah. They always do the kind of two or three titles that they kind of pretend that they're doing you a favour at selling you a particular price when it's not really a favour.
Yeah, exactly.
Matt, would this be done on your particular kind of buying treat list?
I think it probably would actually. I the story of this and the setting intrigued me quite a bit, and the way they dealt with sort of the levels of racism and stuff in the. In that area of America, yeah. Albeit they've done a GTA on it and given them slightly different names, but that whole thing and how they handled it, which I've heard's been done fairly well, I like that because that's quite different for a game. And if you've got fun sort of GTA mechanics in it as well, then I think that's probably one that had I not had anything that was grabbing my attention around about now, I'd probably have dived on it. There are, however, many other games this month that also would have fallen in that category. So it's probably one I would have looked at. Thought that would be good if I actually played games like proper gamers do. And put it on my list of games to buy in a year's time kind of thing.
Oh,
and it's only £25 on the PC. So 6 months' time, you'll probably pick it up for £15 on PC. And then
It'd be patched as well because apparently it's quite broken in places.
Yes.
So that brokenness is what would get me buying this game because, as many people know and is well documented, I fucking love me a glitch. And some of the glitch videos that come out of Mafia 3 have been absolutely fucking stunning. That's the shit videos that I can watch on YouTube all day long is people finding glitches in games. And the one where on Mafia, I don't know if you've seen the video where this guy's riding a boat and the boat just glitches out like mad and then just fucking wipes him out. That was a beautiful, beautiful glitch video. I love that shit. I really did. And that made me laugh for a long time.
I saw another one where a car disappears and reappears and it just explodes and like kills the guy, kind of thing like that. You know, like he parks up behind it and he kind of disappears. So he parks a bit further forwards and it actually reappears as he gets out of the car and both cars explode. It's amazing. That's quite cool. I mean, I think I definitely would have bought it because like Matt touched on, I think the story has got some interesting aspects to it. And I like those open world games. I like to lose myself in a character. And most of the time, the stories are quite intriguing as well. So, I think I'll be picking this up or chucking it on my rental list in the new year. Let's move on. I put this on just because it's what the platform it's come out for, because obviously the news that's come out today, I think it's probably just worth noting and mentioning and archiving our thoughts. Paper Mario Color Splash for the Wii U. Do we
for
any of
what?
Us actually own
for the
Wii?
What?
Exactly. Does anybody actually own a Wii U that sat around this table?
Nope.
We have had this conversation at least twice before this.
Oh, right. Yeah. I've always been drunk. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they announced today that they stopped making them from next week.
And all four Wii U owners were crying into their fucking Mario shaped tea towels or something. I don't know. Something to slag people like fucking Jeremy off with his Wii U, that's all.
He loves that Wii U as well. Yeah. Okay, moves us on to the third game so far. And that is Gears of War 4 that came out on the 11th of October.
I'll go for a piss while you all talk about this, shall I?
Yeah.
I'll come and hold it for you.
Okay.
No, really, you probably would. I think we need to use the klaxon because this is my joker. I bought this game. I think I was always going to buy this game. It's jokers go.
Hang on, have you just preempted the klaxon
and then not done a pause for it?
That's not the way you fucking introduce a klaxon.
All right,
game.
Okay.
You say
okay,
Gears of War 4, then the klaxon goes up, and then you fucking own up.
Okay, right, okay. We'll go back to the...
do we do the... what's that holding... fucking noise? We haven't heard it for a while.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Let's do that.
Let's just do it now.
Warning, Joker has been played. Repeat. Joker has been played.
Oh. Harkin, what would that noise be we haven't heard for a while? That sounded fucking slick, boys. No, yeah, it sounded used in the making of this section.
God, we are, you know, there's like a voice actor strike. We're definitely not stand-ins. We are the worst.
So come on then, own up. Who's been fucking buying this shit and setting off the klaxon?
That would be me, sir.
This fucking old, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, this is always going to be one of the main contenders as my Joker, just because this is actually, Gears of War is one of the reasons why I know all of you in a kind of five degrees of Kevin Bacon kind of way. I wouldn't have got into, is it 6 degrees? Not five. I don't know. I wouldn't have been part of a couple of gaming communities if it wasn't for that particular game, if it wasn't for Gears of War 2. And that's led me to know all of you. So there was absolutely no way I wasn't going to buy this, just because, especially leading up to it, some of the videos and some of the kind of details coming out, it looked spectacular. And it is spectacular. It's a really, really good Gears of War game. I know that I'm only going to really be speaking to one person here, because I know two of you actually hate it.
I don't hate it.
So
I just haven't got an Xbox. I would definitely have bought it.
Have you not got an Xbox?
Yeah, but it's my son's, and that's against the challenge.
So you have got an Xbox in your house, for sure.
I do now, but if I was able to buy it for the Xbox, if my son was older and I could say it was his or something, I think it looks brilliant. I love a bit of Gears of War.
It is brilliant. I've not played any of the campaign yet.
Have you not?
I've had it for like... No! I've had it since like day release, and I've not played any of the campaign. I've just played loads and loads of multiplayer. Honestly, like Gears and Beers on a Friday night is back. Good. And the lobbies are completely full. And a lot of people that I've not gamed with for ages have come out of the woodwork. So people like Curry Rocks, Absolute Stella, people that were like 4 years ago used to play video games with every single weekend have all come out. And it's fantastic. It's really good. AD, would you have bought this game?
Yeah, I would have done. I would have bought it, and it was on my shortlist from a Joker, but no, it's going to have to wait, unfortunately. I do enjoy Gears multiplayer. I'm just not very good at it,
neither am I.
Most multiplayers. So I think that was the kind of defining reason why I didn't go for this for my Joker, because I knew that actually, although I'd be gaming with you all on a Friday night, I would come away from that Friday night feeling a little bit like I was inadequate.
Oh, so see, this is the thing. You know, you've touched on quite a true point. The thing is that I'm not very good at it either.
Yeah.
And one of the hardest lessons to learn with Gears of War, especially when you play with people that are, you know, better than
don't
you,
fall asleep while you're trying to play multiplayer.
Yeah, that's what I do sometimes. Actually, I've been quite good in the last couple of weeks. I've slept up to at least, I think it was about 3-4 o'clock the other week playing it. I did well. I kept myself together. But one of the toughest lessons you can learn from Gears of War is to roll the punches and not get too invested, because it's so such a brutal game to play, because it's so head splitting openly good. That you do kind of get that frustration when you do get killed, and it's like a quarter of a second before you've shot your shotgun and all that kind of thing. And it's it can be very frustrating, but one of the biggest lessons you can learn is just to let it roll off your back.
Yeah.
And not worry about it, and treat it very much a kind of like, right, well, I'm just going for the next round, and just treat it as, and I think that's why why Gears and Beers is on a Friday, the kind of event that, you know, that takes place, is so good, because we just take the piss out of each other and just chat shit and just, you know, just talk absolute bullcrap for like 5-6 hours solid. And the game is just secondary.
Yeah.
And for those that are really good, for those that can play the game, and I think one or two people that I play with could push themselves into competitions if they wanted to, because they are very good. The rest of us that are left behind, we still have a good time anyway. Yeah.
Well, I will pick this up in January. Just for the Friday night shits and giggles, so it will get picked up.
Excellent, excellent. Jace, I know you hate it, so I'm not going to ask you.
I shall not be picking it up in January, because this is the most niche reference, and only one listener will get this, but Gears of War only got one button. What the fuck? That's all I'm going to say.
I don't even want to ask. I don't even want to know. That's terrible. All right, let's move on then. So yeah, Mind Joker's spent, and we'll do a bit of a tally on where we stand with current bits and bobs towards the end of the show. So those that have lost track. Okay, moving on. I've put this on just because it was the PS4 release of this particular title, and I didn't know whether it would be something that Matt would be bothered about. It was The Rise of the Tomb Raider. The 20-year celebration came out on PS4 on the 11th of October. Would you have wanted this, Matt?
I think I've had my time with Tomb Raider. What did I play? Not the newest one, the one before it, the first of the high def super gen ones with the rebooted Lara.
I think it was just called Tomb Raider, wasn't it?
I think it was, yeah. And it was alright, I never finished it. And I'm getting myself ready for the male counterpart, Mr. Drake, in the new year.
Oh, yes.
And play my first Uncharted game. So I think I probably would have figured I had enough of that kind of game in my life coming up, so I probably wouldn't have gotten it.
I'm
not that fast. Thank you very
much. Okay, well, obviously because it came out on Xbox One a year or so ago, the other two have had their chance, and so if they've played it, they've played it. If they haven't, they haven't. So we'll move right along. The next one, I definitely don't think any of our cup of tea whatsoever, but you never know, you look in a raffle. WWE 2K17.
No.
No. Go away.
Okay.
Did you tell me to go away?
No.
Okay. This one caused controversy in the kind of when we first turned Skype on, and people realised that this was on the list. So, okay. The next one is Dragon Quest Builders. Sorry, for the PlayStation 4 and for Vita.
Yay.
Look at Jason's face.
What's this fucking nonsense, anyway?
Somebody take a picture of Jason's face right now, and this has got to be the accompanying image for the podcast release.
Fucking no. Just no.
It's good. Do you not like Minecraft at all, Jace?
I love Minecraft, but this is not Minecraft. This is some bullshit. It looks like it's fucking Nintendo.
What do you like about Minecraft?
Don't ask me what I like about Minecraft. I like things that people don't like. I like digging the entire world up to find all the diamonds. That's what I like in Minecraft.
Yes, right, okay. So that is why Minecraft is brilliant, is that you can do that. Or you can build a castle, or you can... My lot, they've built Hogwarts, they've recreated Hogwarts in it, and it's brilliant. But that doesn't appeal to me because it's about making your own story from scratch and finding your own entertainment. But I like the world and the blocks and the building and that sort of stuff. Dragon Quest Builders is basically...
So because you've got what you're going to say to me is you've got no imagination, you've pulled upon somebody else's imagination to make a story for you because you can't do it yourself in your own head. Is that what you're going to tell me?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Fucking bullshit. Get out. Fucking get out.
So this is why I like games with story, Jace, because then I get told a story rather than to just make my own one up out of fucking...
Oh, good retort, Matthew!
Fucking leaderboards. Leaderboards and track mania, and you probably make some story out there. You're some rock star... racing driver gets sucked off at the end. But that's not me. I can't do it. So.
Why would I need to make a story when I don't get into stories? You don't understand at all.
Anyway, silly boy. Dragon Quest Builders is a very cute little Minecraft-esque game with a plot, but it also made me get... I got the demo, and it made me get my Vita out of the cupboard and fire up my Vita for the first time in a year. And it's a perfect little Vita game. So I played the demo on the commute. Great fun with it. Finish the demo and then wish I could have it. I can't, but I will probably pick it up in the new year.
Excuse me.
Because it's good.
AD, have you got an opinion?
I did see it at EGX. It looked okay, but I haven't got a Vita. And it definitely wouldn't come anywhere near a top of my list to pick up. So I think it'll be one I'll miss.
Neil, okay. What do you feel?
Nice. I actually played a little bit of the demo because I saw quite a few people chatting about it on Twitter,
yeah.
And I had no idea what it was. And I just thought, okay, demo, why not? I'm allowed to play a demo. And I actually found myself thinking that I'd play it for 15, 20 minutes just to see what it was, playing it for an hour and a half.
Mm.
So I think that kind of speaks a little bit volumes. I'm not sure whether I would pay actual real money for it. I think it may look to me like it might be a game in 8 months, 10 months' time that might be in PlayStation Plus. Possibly.
Yeah, possibly.
And if it did then obviously I'd download it like everybody else does and never get to play them like everybody else does. But I don't think I'd actually spend real money. Didn't realize I was out for the Vita as well, stupidly. And I think I like my Vita. I play on my Vita quite regularly at work on my lunch hour just to take my mind off the mindless crap that I have to do.
It's really good. Work really well. It looks lovely on the screen. It's a really nice little game.
Ow, I've just caught my testicle in my trousers. Ow. You know when you sit, when you just slightly move and you caught.
You wear the wife's knickers again.
It gets caught. Ah. No, mate, she wears a thong. It would just be handing out right out the side. But, wow, that really pinched. Okay, moving on. Batman Return to Arkham came out on the 18th of October for these consoles. Would anybody
else
have
picked
up? Is it a new
game or is it some of the old stuff remastered? I've never understood
it's
what it
old,
is.
It's the old stuff. It's the first two.
Well, they fuck off with this fucking re-releasing fucking same games we all played 10 minutes ago.
10 minutes?
That was my fucking edit. Well, relatively fucking 10 minutes ago. Mate, my fucking gaming career has been a long fucking time. But yeah, it seems like no time at all since these fucking games were around the first time. What are we playing the same shit again for?
Yeah, I agree.
There's fucking new shit to play.
Because people like making money, don't they?
Well, that doesn't... They're only making money because people are stupid enough to fucking go, oh, I enjoyed that game. I'll play the same game again and do the same fucking things I did last time.
I think you have got,
so like my boy, as he gets older and older, and they release these games that he wasn't allowed to play when they first came out, there's that.
The old game still exists, and it's fucking £2 in fucking CX.
I know, but you've got to have the console, unless they're backwards compatible. So I...
Oh, of course, you have non-Xbox things, don't we?
I do get why they do it. But yeah, me personally, I agree with you. I don't.
Yeah,
you
do get what they're doing.
5 year
old
game.
Fucking wadge loads of cash off fucking idiots.
Yeah. So I definitely wouldn't pick this up. I've played them both on the 360. I agree with you, Jace. I haven't got time to go back and play stuff I've already played.
Now go on. Who's going to counter that? One of you two is going to counter my fucking argument.
No, at all. I'm not here to counter arguments.
I expected it though.
No.
Because we talked
about
this remaster thing briefly before, and you did fucking.
Yeah, but we're going to come on to a particular title that's been remastered that I have got a much stronger opinion about.
Okay.
I think Batman, the first two Arkham games, the reason why I'm not bothered, I see 80's point of view. And there's also not just people that weren't old enough, they're just people that just weren't into console gaming. I had a significant part of my life from where I didn't even play any video games. I didn't play any video games for probably about a 10-year gap from being at university to actually moving back to Sheffield after going travelling for a couple of years, after living in London and what have you, didn't play a single computer game. I think I played Theme Hospital on a laptop that I had that I found a disc for. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's all I played. So the people that are out there that are just finding console games or, you know, just getting in, just buying new generations and not coming in, might be attracted to these kind of things. You never know. But, you know what, people can buy what they want with their money, but it is a bit of a cash cow because I wouldn't buy these two because I played the hell out of them and there's not much replay value. I'm not doing all that riddler shit. No way.
You could slap Batman on a fucking dog turd and some people will still slide it into their fucking console.
Of course. People are trying to shove it in. Up to the edges. I'm not gonna try and have a debate with you on this particular title that's been remastered.
So we'll save that for in about 10 minutes time.
We're saving that for about half an hour. Well, not 10 minutes because we've got a couple of big games to get to before we get there. Okay, leading on to one of those big games. Dun dun dun. Right, I think all of us have known this has been coming for a long time, and it's a biggie. It's Battlefield 1.
Ooh, kick me in the balls and call me Susan. This was a very, very, very strong contender for my Joker. However, so on Xbox through EA Access, you get a 10-hour trial, and I played 9 of those hours before deciding that this wasn't going to be my Joker. It's very, very good, but it really straddles that line between superb and absolutely fucking throw your controller through the TV screen frustrating.
That's
all
Battlefield,
at the same time.
Though, mate.
Yeah, that is
it's
a sign of
Battlefield
impressive.
All over. Every single version, every single iteration has been both of those things at any one time.
You just you get shot, and pretty much that game is you are one shot kill, and you just you know, you get the red arrow
getting
on,
shot
you know,
hurts,
on the screen
sorry.
To say, I know, but it is. There's got to be some kind of just record for how quick you can get shot without even moving. I mean, sometimes you spawn, you move a foot forward and you get shot. And it's you're just dead. You can't, like, get shot once and then, like, duck or jump undercover or anything like that. You're dead. And it's extremely frustrating.
Yep.
And for that reason, that's why I decided that it wasn't for me. It might be something I won't pick up in the new year. I'll get it. I'll get it.
You
when
almost
it comes
fell into
free
it
on EA Access, because it will come free on EA Access at mid-year next year, and at that point I'll pick it up and I'll play it. But far too frustrating for me, and I'm not very, you know, I've mentioned before on this podcast, you know, I'm 43, my reflexes aren't as good as they used to be, and I can't compete with the people out there who play this. You know, I was on hour 8. And there were people, I was at level 5, level 6, and there was people at level 40 and 50.
That's always been one of my main problems with Battlefield, is the fact that if you don't get in on the ground floor, you are massively underleveled. And the same with Battlefront and all the other Battlefield games.
Yeah.
If you're not in it from the start and semi-serious about being in it, you can't play it as a casual thing.
No.
Because you do get fucked over.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, that's why I'm sad about it. Because it's not something. We're quite near the end of the challenge now. We've only got a couple of months. But I don't think it's something you can pick up in January and go in and have much fun with, because you are so far behind.
Yeah.
But people are loving the single player, though, so there's still that aspect of it.
There is that. And
apparently, single player is one of the best Battlefield ones of all.
There are moments in the multiplayer where you just sit and you're just like, that was incredible. You know, you pull off I pulled off a sniper shot, which was, you know, two people with the same shot because they just came round the corner together.
And both of those people on their podcast now whinging about that fucking kill you did.
And there was a moment just in it, I was managed to spawn in an aeroplane as one of the gunners. You know, the guy was flying around superbly, going low, and I was shooting people. It was just like, this is amazing. But for every kind of one or two moments that are like that, there are 50 moments where it's just, you turn around the corner, oh, I'm dead. Yep. Turn around another, oh, I'm dead. And it's just very unforgiving.
The other thing for me is that I don't know how many people like on my friends list, on certain PS4, are actually playing this. I haven't seen a lot.
No.
Big hype about it. I haven't seen huge numbers.
There's quite a few people on Xbox playing it.
When I was playing the trial, there wasn't many people playing it. And I was on there last night and there was like 5 or 6 altogether playing. Which at that point, it might be a better experience.
Do you think it means that we're just all getting a bit old and therefore our friends list aren't automatically all playing the next big, fast-paced Battlefield COD game?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly, but also I think the Battlefield games are better when you've got 3 or 4 people. That's why they put you in squads of 3 or 4 people.
Yeah.
Because you've got that natural backup. So if you'd gone around that corner, AD, and got shot straight away, you'd be instantly communicating with somebody that you know, and you can try to say, right, round the corner where I was, and you get revenge, and then they could you could spawn back on that person, and you'd move forward to get forward together as a troop. And I think that's where Battlefield games work best, when you play with other people. If you play on your own, you're going to get spanked.
Yeah.
Proper Red War spanked. So I tried the EA trial for this. How many? So you get 10 hours. Do you get to play all the single player mission then, Aid?
I think it was limited to one of the story missions because they're like set as.
I thought there was an exploit that said you could play through it all if you did certain things.
But
I may be wrong in that.
The first single player mission of that, which was kind of a. You get put into a scenario where you have to, and you will die. At some point you'll die because it's scripted that you will die. But then it tells you the name of the soldier and where he died. And then it takes you out of the world and back in as another soldier, and exactly the same thing happens. But it takes you kind of all around Europe and into Africa and everywhere like that. And it's quite poignant and it's quite moving.
Yeah.
I
noticed this because I was quite confused by it because I will admit, it's no surprise to anybody, I was really bloody drunk when I tried to play it. And I was very confused thinking, like, is this like a loading sequence? Is this like a mini game while the actual level's loading in the background?
It was the tutorial.
It really felt... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Is this showing me kind of like different guns and different kind of deserts and kind of, you know, the environment? But from what you're saying, it's actually the first level.
Yeah, it's kind of...
I was reading a piece today, actually, that was on about how it's a pity that the rest of the campaign isn't as poignant as that first level. So, some people are certainly of that opinion.
Yeah, because then it puts you the next level in. I played through most of it. But then puts you in a tank as a tank driver and you've got a squad with you in the tank. But every time you get to you're the tank driver, every time you get to an obstacle, you have to get out of the tank and run around in the trees, shooting all the enemies while your mate's sitting
The driver tank. Wouldn't do that.
Yeah, everyone else is sitting in the tank just relaxing, and you clear the obstacle and they drive the tank through, and then you get in and drive it again, and it's kind of like, you kind of lost me a bit.
See, when Jace used to drive tanks, Jace never did that, did you, Jace?
I did many, many things when I was driving armoured vehicles, mate. I may have done that from time to time.
Because you were bored, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay. I'll do it. I'll win the war.
Yeah, leave it to me. Okay, well, I think it's interesting. I think it's got... is it still number one in the UK charts at the moment? It's still doing really well. It's still outperforming particular titles. I think it's doing well. But we'll come on. We'll probably... touch on this particular game again later on in the list, because I think it kind of marries up quite nicely with another one. Has everybody got everything off the chest they want to say about that particularly? Okay, very quick one, just from a very selfish point of view. The next one on the list is Civilization VI. I really like Civilization games. Bastards. This came out on the 21st of October, I would probably sell a leg to have a decent computer enough to actually play modern day Civilization games. And it looks ace, Jace. It really does.
It does. I've been looking, and my laptop can play Civilization.
Oh,
and
jealous.
The day that it came out, I had to go back on and play Beyond Earth, which was the last Civilization game that came out. All it did was remind me how much I love Civ games and how sad I am that I can't play 6. I will have to reload 5 back on Steam now and play that for the foreseeable future, because
Have you?
Well, I've. Sorry.
Sorry, just quickly, Neil, for Jace. Have you? You like Civ games and four? Are they 4X games, aren't they? Is that what they're called? 4X games? Explore, expand, whatever.
Yeah, all that. Yeah.
Have you had any interest in a game that came out probably a couple of months ago, Stellaris?
I've seen bits of it,
I've heard really good
things
about
it. I can't buy games, I didn't look too closely.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about that, and that's kind of on my Steam list for things for January. Because I haven't played a Civ game for years.
It's on my wish list.
Good. Well, we can discuss that in January then, I think.
Indeed.
Very good. Go on, Neil. Speak. Speak, you bugger. Go on.
Go, private, speak. I wish I could play it. I absolutely love them. I think it's more of just me mourning the fact that I have a wind-up laptop rather than a real one. Moving on.
Moving on.
This one's actually on for you, Matthew.
Is it?
The next one on the list.
Thank you.
Yes. This is the DLC for Dark Souls 3. Which was released on the 25th of October. Because I know that you enjoy your Dark Souls 3.
Well, Neil, this is where it gets interesting, because I have never played Dark Souls 3.
Oh, shit! What am I thinking about then?
I don't know.
Oh, Bloodborne I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
Ah, bastard. I thought...
Well done with that link, Neil. All that crafting and effort.
The reason is that there is new Bloodborne DLC that's out, isn't there?
I think so. I haven't.
Yes. I believe there is. I might be wrong, but I believe there is. And in the very quick 2 minutes I had at work when I compiled this list this afternoon, I thought of you, and I confused the two. So please forgive me.
If you want, we could do a quick edit, and I'll pretend I'm enthusiastic about it and make you look good.
No, you won't. It's too late now.
No, you won't. It's fine. No, you won't. It's fine. Anyway, I know that it's not anybody else's cup of tea. Well, my Xbox has just turned itself on. Turn off.
I do actually fancy in the new year maybe picking up Dark Souls 3, giving it back.
Oh, but maybe this is, maybe I saw into the future. Maybe I was just kind of looking into your future and realised that actually the Ashes of Andriel is something you'd probably want to pick up in the future.
I love the sound of Andriel's ashes. Sounds good.
There you go.
Nice.
Sounds like...
Thanks, Neil.
It sounds like a romantic
Andrew's
novel.
Ass. Andrew's
ass.
No, that your Skype's just cutting out, Chase. It did say that. Okay, moving on. We've got about four games left. Really quickly, Farming Simulator 2017.
Shut up.
Any fans?
Well, hold on a minute. You say shut up. This is a thing.
Yes, I do say shut up, Matthew. I don't want to drive a fucking combine harvester around the place. Yeah, I don't want to go milk a cow. Fuck off. Let's shoot things in the face.
I'd seen something today that this is in the top five top selling games for PlayStation this month.
Yes, because PlayStation people are fucking mental. There you go.
Wowzers.
Yeah, fucking hell. Keep your trousers on.
Controversial. AD, would you have bought this game?
No.
Okay. Moving on. comic relief. Okay. Comic relief before we get serious, people. There's something quite literally amazing about to happen. Jason is about to go into a new depth of despair and mardiness because Titanfall 2 came out on the 20th of October. Holy crap bags, people. What do we do? How do we console Jace? Jace, what are you feeling right now?
He's feeling that.
I'm feeling terrible things. If Femi has listened through all the previous podcasts, you'll know that at multiple occasions I've said, I will not miss this game. This will be the game that I will fail this challenge for. Because what I should have done is save my Joker for Titanfall 2 and got it day one. And I didn't. But the reason I used my Joker fairly early is because I really wanted that game. And I thought, by the time this comes out, it may have slipped into 2017, I was hoping. But by the time it comes out, I'll have plenty of chance to make up an excuse or fucking win the fucking lottery or do fucking something to get this game. And I said, I will not miss this game. The fucking only reason I do not have this game in my fucking Xbox, behind the screen that I've got your faces on, is because I can't fucking afford it. So for once, being a poor ass... being fucking full of divorce debt has stopped me breaking my fucking oath on this challenge. So on the actual day, which would have been my wedding anniversary if I wasn't divorced now, I'd like to thank my ex-wife for divorcing me and making me so poor I can't afford this game. Thank you very much.
Your Shame Challenge 4, sponsored by divorce.
Yeah, sponsored by your local council.
But seriously, I have been looking forward to this game loads. Titanfall 1, I think I've played in the region of 800 hours on that fucking thing.
Fucking hell,
Gen 10 really? Maximum fucking everything. I'm pretty fucking good at it. Or I was pretty good at the first one, as a lot of people will attest. And it was the finest, I still say to this day, it's the finest first-person shooter ever fucking devised. So yes, wow. I'm massively sad. And please... console me any way you can.
Can I ask you a question?
Okay, I can tell you.
I can console Jace.
Exactly. Before
you
we
can
get
shut
into
up,
that,
AD.
I will console
let's
you
go,
by telling
let's,
you
let's go
that,
to Ace.
That that Titanfall 2 is actually better than Titanfall 1.
How do you know that, AD?
Because I purchased it. It's my Joker.
Warning: Joker has been played. Repeat. Joker has been played.
What was that noise?
Oh,
is that noise
oh my
again?
God, twice in one show? Fuck off!
So yeah, it's my Joker. I've done it. I've used it after deliberation between that and Battlefield 1 for about a week. As soon as I realised Battlefield 1 wasn't for me, I did not hesitate.
And it didn't have big fuck-off robots in it.
Exactly. And it's fucking awesome, I've got to admit. It's really, really awesome.
Oh, God.
The multiplayer is as good as the previous one. It didn't have... I think on a previous podcast, I think I went on record as saying that if I wouldn't get Titanfall 2 if they if it was based on kills for the Titan drop-in. I'm glad to say they did, it's not that. The multiplayer is really good. And the campaign is even better than you'd think it would be. There are moments in it which is just jaw-droppingly brilliant. I've just got to a certain bit where, I'm not going to spoil anything, but I've just got to a certain bit where it just, the game is completely changed by a mechanic it gets brought in. And I'm absolutely loving it. And I'm sitting here talking to you and I want to be going and playing it. Sorry. As much as I love you three, I really wish I was sitting and playing Titanfall 2 at the minute. So, yeah, it's awesome. I love it.
Okay, me and Matthew will sit to one side for 2 seconds. I think this is opportunity for Jace to ask you questions about the game and vice versa,
You know I don't do this. You know I don't ask questions. I don't watch videos. I don't look at fucking reviews.
Damn! I was hoping to just kind of tease you. I was hoping to tease you a bit more.
I'm certainly not going to ask that smug cunt anything, am I? Not a fucking chance.
Do you know what I actually did at the weekend? I entered competitions on Twitter to win a copy of Titanfall 2.
So did I.
To give you many, the code, many of them. Should I have won it. I actually did that the weekend. I took that effort.
You're the man, Aid. You are the man. Did you win any?
No. Because I knew you would be hurting.
That's very nice of you.
It hurts me lots.
Very nice indeed. I didn't.
He's very noble.
I certainly didn't.
If anybody does find a code down the back of the sofa for Titanfall 2 and they want to send it to my email address, jstokes@gmail.com, thank you very much.
Jace, can I ask you a
imagine
question?
Imagine if somebody did. Sorry.
Could I ask you a question? You say
you can go for a question, Matthew.
You say you can't get it because you can't afford it. We've surely just had payday. Does that mean you're going to be getting it, or have you resigned yourself to not getting it for a while?
I could tell you some things, Matthew. No, I can't afford it.
Okay. That's fair enough. I was just wondering if, like, the next show we were going to be having a... Well, that was all mute because I bought it the day after the show.
That'd be good, wouldn't it? That'd be a nice plot twist, and I hope for such things to occur. I'm not very fucking hopeful.
So would you fail the challenge for Titanfall 2?
Possibly. Of any game that would make me fail, this is the one.
The thing is that, you know, failing the challenge, although it's be a disappointment for yourself, like, what would be the repercussions? Like, how much piss would be taken out of you for, like, maybe a week or two?
Dude, have you seen how much people take piss at me for fucking various other reasons all of the time?
Yeah,
it wouldn't
true.
Really fucking hit the radar at all.
No, not really. I think you're completely fine. I think you should definitely do it. In fact, I'm going to buy it for you.
And then I don't even fail.
Yeah. It's a gift. And then I don't fail because I don't get to play the game. Holy crap, we've just found a loophole, people.
Backdoor Neil's back again.
Yeah, no.
So, I think it's, you know, we've got to talk about it a little bit more because it is a big title. It is something that's been on the horizon for a while. It does look good. Does it play better than the beta? Did you play the
beta?
Oh,
God, yeah.
It plays
100 times better than the beta did. Absolutely.
Cause the beta was a bit awful.
The beta was a bit Call of Duty for me and a bit Battlefield 1 for me where you walk around the corner and die. No, they've changed it so much. The one difference I've noticed between the first one and this one, I preferred pilot v pilot, so not having the Titans. However, this one...
You're insane.
Yeah, however, this one... the trouble is with the first one, every time I seemed to get a Titan, I always left it in follow mode or guard mode, because as soon as I got in the Titan, I seemed to get killed really quickly. This one, when you get in the Titan, you're an absolute killer machine. And... you can kill other Titans a lot easier. Certainly a difference I've found anyway, whether it's just, I don't know, whether it's just been coincidence or not. I've been playing a lot more of the campaign. The campaign is really good. It's really, really good. It isn't just a standard Call of Duty Battlefield campaign. There are so many different so many different mechanics to it. It's almost like a shooty, puzzly, platformy campaign, and it's really good. And there's one, I don't want to spoil anything, but I want to rave about it. There's one section I've just been through, which is a factory, and that's all I'll say. But the thing they're making is not something you would expect something in a Titanfall game to be made or to be making in a factory. However, what then happens with you suddenly add verticality into that as well, as things are getting stacked. And you add combat into that, and it's just amazing. It's one campaign I can see myself finishing, and then going back and playing on a harder difficulty level.
Bloody hell. Good.
Really, really good.
We'll have to signal Jace by video, because I definitely know he's turned his audio off, not to hear you literally getting a semi-lob on about a game. So
I'm blanking him out by using Marvel Puzzle Quest to take me away from pain.
It's like a dopamine. Matthew, would you be playing this?
I don't know, because I don't know how many people are actually picking it up on PS4. I don't know if it's big on PS4.
I know
pretty much everybody, I think.
I know at least three people that we both know that have got it on PS4. That'd be Matt Moore, Dougie and Phil have all picked it up. I think Matt Jones has picked it up as well. So you've got a lobby there.
I think the problem is, if we weren't doing this challenge, I would be sitting torn between Battlefield and Titanfall. I think the release window is awful to have them both.
Yeah, why have they done that?
I don't know.
What's people's opinion about why they've done that? Because we've all taken a slightly different step sideways out of the kind of usual kind of hype and stuff like that. I have absolutely no understanding of whether this has been explained, but why on earth would you release one game 1 week and then the same publisher release another game a week later? Jace, come on, you've got an insight on this.
I think because money.
What? But
I know what you're thinking, right? You're thinking they're cannibalising their own profits, right? It's different from when they're releasing the same time as another developer or another publisher, because they're doing a direct battle between the two and somebody's got to choose. On this one, whichever choice people make, they're making money. And then you can guarantee that people will get bored of Battlefield because it fucking does your head in like it has done for Aid, and they'll go, fuck it, I want to buy Titanfall. So the majority of their core audience will buy both of these games at some point.
I think you've touched on something, is that most people that we know, and the reason why this challenge exists is that people buy too many video games, and people double dip. People might even buy Titanfall. Because Titanfall's on 4 and Xbox now, some people I know would be tempted to buy it on both so they can play on both just because of the friends they've got on both. So I think you're probably right, Jace. I think it wouldn't have hurt them to put them another 2 or 3 weeks apart, though, to make sure that boredom level, or that kind of...
But also in doing what they've done, they've created this false situation where they can build upon this hype and go, which will you fucking choose? And fucking... Because the average Joe doesn't realise they both come from the same fucking house, effectively. So they'll be like, oh, there's this fucking big battle, and everyone will get caught up in the hype of these two big games. You know what it's like when there's multiple big games coming out at the same time? It's, you know, like the new Halo's coming out or the new COD, but that's two different companies, whereas this is playing off against themselves. They can't lose. It's a fucking no-lose gamble.
I suppose you're right. Has anybody else got an opinion on this?
I'm wondering whether it's kind of has something to do with Call of Duty as well. So if you've got two out versus Call of Duty, you're kind of appealing. Battlefield and Titanfall are two completely different games.
Yeah,
Battlefield is a First World War. Titanfall is futuristic. Are you trying to gain some sales back from Call of Duty from both people who like those different kinds of games?
Yeah, that's a valid argument, actually, as well, too. You come out with two big guns and you're hopefully going to grab them, and people might buy Titanfall and COD at the same time because although I think that they play quite similarly when you're a pilot. One's got big fuck-off robots in it that you can jump in. One's, you know, it's set in modern times, but it's still a COD game, isn't it? So, yeah, you could be well right there. They're just doubling down to make sure their figures at the end of it look better than whoever the fuck makes COD these days.
Yeah. Talking about COD, just on a side note, because I'd like to know what your guys' opinion is. Do you think they're going to release the Call of Duty 4 remastered on its own, rather than being on that £90 version?
Yeah, but not until after Christmas.
Would you play it? Would you buy it? Would you buy it for a standalone?
If it was a £10-15 standalone, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. But because some of the gameplay types and the multiplayer and the maps are quite decent. Jace, you're going to get a sore neck if you keep on checking your head like that. You're not in the back
again,
of the car.
Again, we're doing the fucking re-releasing an old game, right? I fucking loved it. That was the last COD game I invested any time into, the fucking Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
Because it was really fucking good. But I've still got it somewhere in a cupboard. And I've still got 360 that'll play it. I don't care.
Yeah, but is it anybody going on the 360 servers?
Oh, well, probably not, because it's EA and their servers are shite anyway.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. I don't think I need to go back through. I'd rather they made a newer, better game to enthrall me than having to troll out the same shit again. I've had those memories. I enjoy those memories. I fondly remember some of those maps, and I see pictures of some of those maps, and I think, yeah, that was fucking good. I had some good times on that map. Doesn't mean I want to go and fucking do it again.
True.
But anyway, that's just me. I'm a miserable old cunt at the moment. More than normal.
Quite true, yes.
Don't expect anything but a miserable opinion off me at the moment.
Okay. What was the name of the map on where the helicopter crashed in the middle?
Crash.
Was it called Crash?
Yeah,
Crash.
I always remember that. Just as a noob on my 360, like, only had like for about 8 months, just chucking grenades as far as I could get into the, you know, so they'd land into the copter and stuff like that, and the buildings behind. Spent hours doing that. Whether I actually killed anybody or not, I have absolutely no idea.
But it's very much the same as they keep trolling out that fucking Nuketown map in every fucking version. And yes, it's a fucking mental, ridiculous fucking map. Don't keep remaking it with a different skin on. Fucking people have made it in Minecraft, and people have made it in fucking Project Spark and everything. And it's like, fucking hell, if that's all we want, you may as well just release that fucking map every year and fucking put a different skin on it. Oh, that's what they do. They charge fucking 50 quid for it.
Because wankers. Money and fucking people COD pay wankers. For it, and that's what people do.
COD wankers, that's what it is, Matt. COD wankers will pay for it.
Yeah,
or just get their parents to pay for it.
Let's just also point out as well that Titanfall 2 doesn't have a season pass. Every bit of content is going to be free as they release it, which I think is awesome.
That is good, yes. Yeah. That's how it used to be in the old days. I remember the old days when you used to get maps and they were free, weren't they? Even on COD, they were free, weren't they? Early versions of COD, you didn't pay for it.
Yeah, probably.
Money-grabbing bastards! Fuck off, you!
No! Of course. Okay, let's move on then, shall we? I think it's fair to say that I feel Jace's pain. I think I can see it on his face, and I knew it was coming, and you could see a couple of months ago that this would be the massive punch in the nads that would hurt him the most. And I can't wait until January the 1st until he can buy it and he can start playing it. And I think I'll probably join him, to be honest with you, because it does look good. Okay, so there's two more games that are left on the list, and then we can move on to Pile Progress. Two. Elder Scrolls V Skyrim Special Edition. Now, this is the title that me and Jason alluded to earlier on about being a remake and mastered and what have you, and there would be an argument. There's going to be an argument.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm going to get my popcorn. Because I would.
Fight.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We're not back in the schoolyard. I would buy this game. And I had in my mind, until we started talking about Titanfall, I had a couple of very good points on why I would still buy this game. And I've forgotten them now. You've made me forget them. With jest.
Well, I shall have a little mini rant and allow you to think of these things to say, to try and counter them afterwards. This subject came up on the Midlife Gamer Facebook page fairly recently. Somebody posted up about, oh, look, fucking Skyrim remastered. Brilliant. And I thought to myself, what's the fucking difference between this and the previous Skyrim? And the difference is it's got better graphics, apparently. To which I thought to myself, if you really gave a shit about the fucking graphics, you'd be playing it on fucking Master Race fucking PC shit anyway, and you'd have had it looking like this fucking 4 years ago. So why are you fucking bothered now? You weren't bothered then. You didn't go and fucking splash out on a fucking core fucking God knows what fantastic computer then to play it with all the fucking bells and whistles. So why are you fucking doing it now, you knob? And don't tell me, it would have cost me fucking a grand to play it on a PC and it's only cost me 45 quid. It's still the same fucking game. It's still got the same fucking glitches of fucking things fucking flying around the place and not being right. I don't know if it has the flying mammoths. If it hasn't, it's fucking pointless. Fuck Skyrim.
Yeah.
No, don't fuck Skyrim. I'm only saying fuck Skyrim because I still need to go back and finish the fucking thing. But fuck remastered versions of Skyrim.
I think I can only remember one of the kind of counter-argument points that I've got, to be honest with you, unfortunately. And it was based around double-dipping. Now, I played Skyrim on the 360 when it first came out. And I there is quite a few titles that I do double-dip on, just because you see a sale, or somebody else starts playing it on something else, or the kind of, you know, of the year, you know, full year edition or whatever it's called. And for me, this is kind of like a game of the year edition that I never had. I never played all the DLC on the 360. So for me, coming at this, it's not a kind of like, oh, it's the graphics. And it's not really, oh, the mods. I really want to play with the mods. It's more of kind of like, this is kind of like a game of the year edition for me. That's a couple of years down the line. And the amount of hours that I put into Skyrim on the 360, I know, because of the years that have passed, I'll more than likely put the same amount of hours in again. So I know the point that you're making, Jace. I understand the point you're making. But I don't think it's sometimes it's as simple as...
But it's game of the year, but it's not game of this fucking year. It's game of the year that happened and fucking has been and gone.
Well, no,
I do understand that if you haven't played the DLC and you can get a chance to play all this DLC, brilliant, fair enough.
Mm.
But people are buying this fucking out of nostalgia value. And I'm not fucking without having bought nostalgia games before. I've bought nostalgia games many times. And I keep a fucking cupboard full of consoles I never play for nostalgia reasons. So I'm fully on board with nostalgia. But when it hasn't been long enough to make it a proper nostalgia thing, and the only thing you're getting is it looks a bit shinier, and then you've got to put up with fucking Lydia doing your head in again for fucking 100 hours. Now you're right.
But what?
Go on then, Matt, you had a point.
Well, you say you love a good open world game, and this is a good open world fantasy game. If you weren't on the challenge and you bought this, what would that do, sorry, AD, but to Geralt? And your time with The Witcher? Or have you finally finished that?
Is this a question to me, Matthew?
It's a question to you. Yeah, when we last spoke about The Witcher, you still had some of it to play.
Yes.
And
I've got loads of it to play.
Yeah, so you've got loads of that to play. So why would you then want to go and buy another open world fantasy game when you've still got The Witcher?
Because Skyrim's a decent one.
Oh, fuck off. The Witcher's a decent one. Let's not have that argument now. Come on, girlfriend.
Let's have it. While we got all the cards on the table, let's fucking go.
Fucking Gerald.
Fucking virtual boxing gloves are on.
His name is not Gerald. You absolute peni.
Gerald La Witcher.
Gerald's too busy stuck in the pub playing Gwent.
Hey, don't... Jace, jump in. You fucking like Gwent. You've been playing the Gwent.
We can talk about Gwent in a bit.
Hmm. Right. To answer Matthew's question, I would be buying Skyrim Special Edition because I'm addicted to video games, hence being on this challenge. And knowing what I know about how good the whole lore of Elder Scrolls is, I know I have a very good time on it. I mean, I've put hundreds of hours into Elder Scrolls Online as well. So I would be buying it, not for nostalgia reasons, but I would be buying it knowing that I'd get the full package that I was after. And by the way, also, maybe I'd be buying it because I'd be interesting to know about mods. Because I got Fallout 4 on PlayStation 4, which currently has no mods whatsoever. So I don't even know what a fucking mod is, really. Never having a PC that actually be able to do anything like that. I've never seen Thomas the Tank Engine as a dragon before. Or completely naked, busty women, you know.
Or the fucking mud crabs being fucking Samuel L. Jackson. Google that fucking YouTube video. That's one of the best videos of all time.
So,
more fucking.
I talking about The Witcher, I went and tried to play more of The Witcher this week because I do want to complete it. But the game is just massive, huge. I can't even get into the DLC because I bought the kind of the special edition because I'm not high enough level. It's just, it's always going to, The Witcher is always going to be there. There is games that's like that for everybody. But there's something about Skyrim. I just remember loving every single second of the 500 hours or whatever I got in there. And I know that I didn't touch all of it. And I think if I've got the DLC to play, and to play around with the mods, and fair enough, let's talk about it, and to get the achievements again, then I'm going to do it. Because okay. I'm a massive, massive twat. Okay.
I'm just watching the video of Samuel L. Jackson Mudcrabs. So I think I'm going to buy Skyrim.
Oh, there you go.
But you need to buy it on PC to use that mod, unfortunately. But it is the best video.
Can you get, because there's like 147 mods for Xbox One at the moment. Surely it'll, eventually it'll filter through. Get it on
You'd
Xbox,
hope so, wouldn't you?
Probably.
Okay. So we've had our debate. Me and Jace don't agree, but we do agree and we don't agree. Okay, the last game on that is this one's down for you, AD, just because of what you've mentioned about this particular game before, is the last episode, I believe, of Hitman was released on the 31st yesterday. And I think it's the one that's set in Japan. So I think, obviously, you've mentioned it before. You mentioned that you'd have it. Have you seen anything about this particular episode? Are you interested?
I will be buying the full collection when it's on sale around the new year and going into it completely blind in January. So I've already decided that, so I'm keeping well out of it, not watching anything about it, not trying to find any spoilers. They have said they are going to release like a full game package of it at Christmas anyway, and I'm hoping it's going to be on sale for around about, what do I know, 20, 25 quid.
And awesome, that'd be good if you did.
That'd be a lovely little purchase that will. So I'm going to hang on till the new year for that now.
Yeah. Though I think if it did drop to something like that, I think I'd probably join you.
Yeah,
you can't beat a bargain, can you?
Yeah, and then I'll be on season 2 next year as soon as it kicks off and do it. Buy the full package when it comes out and do it as it's meant to be played. Once every couple of months.
We'll talk about this later, but remind me. Let's talk about sales later. Because there's quite a few sales that are going on at the moment that are actually hurting me because I'd like to get involved. And I know me and Jace spoke about one earlier on, so I think let's put that on the business talk back burner. Matt, are you still awake?
I am, so I was just watching the Mud Crabs.
Okay. Your face looked it's kind of like, I've never seen your resting face before, Matt. That was kind of scary.
The problem was, I was watching it muted. Because I was worried the sound was going to come out the soundbar. And I was like, that doesn't look like Samuel Jackson. It's just like a crab. And I was trying to work out what the fuck was going on. And then I realised maybe it's an audio thing. So I had to put the audio on and then I got lost.
I'm glad you're back with us. It's fine. Okay. So, We're done with games that we've missed. Whew. Did I miss anything out? Has anybody really got a game that they've nosed past them by this month that I've failed to mention?
I don't think so.
I think so.
Oh, good.
There probably are loads, but I've been trying to hide under my fucking pillow for most of the month.
Leave me alone.
I've got to say, I haven't actually been on a gaming website, I reckon, at all this month. I haven't looked at Eurogamer or anything. Just, I've kind of really gotten out of those habits now. I don't know.
Good.
It's good.
It's a good way to be. Can't be tempted if you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll move on to the next section, which is Pile Progress. This gives me an opportunity to rest my sore throat and pray on you sore fuckers for a bit. Okay. Let's go to the king of Pile Progress. Let's go to AD Garlike. AD, how are you doing this month?
Yeah, I haven't really completed anything this month, unfortunately, but...
there had to be one month.
Say what?
So, I played a little bit more of Assassin's Creed Unity that I started off the previous month, but I'm only probably halfway through that story, so I'm still going to aim to get that finished. I dipped back into Rainbow Six Siege, because I let my boy have a game on it, and he loved it, so we were just doing two-person terrorist hunt on that. and
age-appropriate gaming in the fucking Garlic House.
I then played. There was a game on my list that I'd played way back earlier in the year, and I kept wanting to go back and give it another go, and that was Flockers, which is kind of a Lemmings copy with sheep. And you can't play that game with a controller. That's got to be a mouse keyboard jobby, really. So I've binned that off because it's just far too frustrating. And there's a little game I played this month that some of you might have heard of called Destiny. Probably put quite a few hours into that, to be honest with you. We dipped back into the raid, didn't we, Mr. Stokes?
The old raid.
The old raid.
You useless bastards. Yeah.
Once we can get six people in to commit to one night a week. Which is really difficult.
It's so hard to do that, isn't it? It's really hard to get people to do it.
Not even one night a week, just one night would be a start.
Yeah.
I'd join you guys if I had it on Xbox.
Yeah, it's that game's still one of the best shooters out there by a long way. Battlefield 1, which I've discussed, and Titanfall 2, which I've discussed, and that's pretty much all I've done this month. Shitloads of Destiny and a little bit of everything else.
Okay. I think the next two sections are going to be short and very sweet. The sweetest, because he's got a face like that only a mother could love. Jace, what have you been playing?
Fucking arsehole you are. You're fucking so nasty to me. Even my fucking mother doesn't love it. Okay, cards on the table. I've played fuck all off my pile of fucking shame this month. But, I have played so many more fucking games this month than I have for fucking the rest of the year. So I'm going to talk about them, what I have played, rather than things on my pile that I should have played. Because my pile's basically fucking defunct now. Earlier in the month, PSVR was released. I'm not a PlayStation gamer, but I love fucking new experiences. I love fucking 3D. I love fucking VR stuff. So one of my good colleagues, Mr. fucking Alec Yurosovich, who we all met at Eurogamer, he bought PSVR. So we went out of a lunchtime and we picked it up from the shop on the day it came out. And we took it to his. And we played it on lunchtime and didn't ever want to go back to work. And since then, last weekend, I went round his house and played for the majority of the fucking Saturday into the early hours. And I absolutely had a fucking amazing time playing PSVR. I don't very often wax lyrical about games, but some of the experiences I had were fucking cheek-hurtingly fucking fun. And I played lots and lots of fucking job simulator, so I was fucking just seeing what stupid stuff I could do in these fucking games. Brilliant. I played the roller coaster fucking zombie shooting game thing called
Until Dawn.
No, not Until Dawn. The subtitle is what it's called. But yeah, that was fucking loads of fun. I enjoyed that. And the most fun I had was the VR world. So I did the fucking shark tank thing. That was quite good. I did the head in the fucking ball thing, which is like fucking being in Tron. Fucking wonderful. The greatest shit of all. And I also played the shooting gallery thing on the heist. And I was that fucking into the shooting, that I got up to like 31st in the leaderboard on one of the fucking things, because it was just that good. So 31st in the world.
Is VR Worlds the one you get for free, the demo you get for free with it?
Is it for free or is that... No, that's...
No, you pay for
that's
it.
That's Playroom VR that you get for free.
Okay.
I think. Which is just the VR version of the old Playroom. But yeah, this is VR Worlds. And it's fucking loads of fun, mate. I love some VR, I do. And I wish I could find 650 quid down the back of this fucking sofa to buy a PlayStation and a PSVR. I can't.
I have a confession would about I, PlayStation
Oh, hang on.
VR.
Here's a thought experiment for myself. Would I rather buy Titanfall 2 or PSVR?
Ooh, that's a question. If you had the money, and like money was no object.
If money was no object, I'd buy both. Don't get me
wrong. No, you can have one.
If I had to choose one, it'd still be Titanfall 2.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay, interesting.
Because I am very, very on the fence, wobbling around as to whether to treat myself at Christmas to PSVR.
Get it fucking done.
I don't, because I don't. And also whether it's breaking the rules or not, if I buy it for myself for Christmas.
No.
With a week to go, I to be honest, I think Christmas is a time we're all really going to be tested.
I think for me, because I always have family around at Christmas, and we always end up doing something. So it's, you know, one year it might be some ball games and like proper ball games, Elder Sign and Pandemic and stuff. Another year it might be slap a racing wheel on the table and everyone drives around some racing cars and, you know, has fun with that. Or something like that. Some sort of...
Well, this is the ideal ship for that.
That's what I mean.
Like I said, when I had this night of PSVR, it's not all about the person who's playing it, because the rest of it's on the screen. Everybody else can see what you're doing on the screen. They can enjoy what you're doing. But there's also this one that's called Keep Talking Something
or
Other.
Or the Bump. Yeah, that's the one.
And the people around have got different information from what the player is playing, and that sounds fucking... fantastic. I haven't gone and done that yet, but I'm hoping to do that.
They've got that on PSVR?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, because that's a Steam game. I've got that on Steam, which, again, that was one of my Christmas games. So if you play it on Steam the traditional way, you have your laptop with Steam and the game open. And to make it more exciting, I went and sat in the toilet, and we had walkie-talkies. So I was in the toilet. I was in the toilet with a walkie-talkie. And then the rest of them have the bomb manual, and I actually printed out the paper manual. So they had the bomb manual, and we were doing instructions via walkie-talkie. And it was fucking amazing, but I imagine in VR as well, so you're strapped in and you're really in it. It must be awesome.
Yeah.
That's a really good game.
So that's just... those sort of experiences, I think it's fantastic. And even, like, for anybody can play, that job simulator thing, you're either a chef or a mechanic, or you're working in a shop, or you're working in an office... just the stupid shit you can do. I got to the point where I was just picking things up, and if you turn your head through the right on the chef one, there's a shelf full of bottles right in the far corner of the room, and I was trying to get the right angle to throw things across the room to knock these bottles off the shelf, and just hitting people who are eating in the restaurant and stuff like that. Just stupid things like fucking putting a fucking CD in the microwave and stuff like that, just within the VR space. Just any old stupid shit you could do. Making somebody, one of the achievements is to make somebody some soup. So you have to make the soup and it comes in the can. Then you put that in and make soup from the can of soup. It's just stupid shit like that.
I was going to ask if you had trophies attached to him. That's quite cool.
Yeah, there's some real interesting stuff to the trophies. So, I'm massively all over the VR anyway. But other than that, I have been playing lots of games. I've been playing lots of Destiny with Mr. Aid. I think I have almost done with Rise of Iron now. Apart from the raid, I think there's very few things I have left to do. So I'm getting to that point again, which always comes with Destiny, where it starts to dwindle off and then you need to find something else to play. So I've been playing lots more games, which is good. Now that cycling season's fucking drawing to a close and I can't really do after work rides, I get home earlier and I play some games.
Good, good, good.
But no progress being made, so I'm consistent in that.
Yeah, but at least you're not buying games. The thing is, it's a seesaw, isn't it? You either chip away and you get rid of all your games, and you don't buy any games at the same time. So I think, you know, if you're going in one way or another, you're making progress regardless. Spink?
Yes?
Do you want to tell us about the kind of... Yes, I want your attention. I want you to answer the question. What have you played in the last 4 weeks?
I have played some games. Okay. So, I haven't really done that well on my list. Seems to be a theme this month. I've played some more Wolfenstein New Order.
Mm.
It's good. I like it. I think I'm about halfway through.
Good. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I'm playing it on easy because I'm not interested in it being difficult or any. I just want to go and shoot some stuff and have fun and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And excellent. I reckon about just over halfway through it. It's good. I like it. And
the soundtrack's amazing, isn't it?
It looks lovely and runs on high everything on my PC, God knows how, because I'd heard when it first came out it was a sack of shit on even the best PC, but now it's all good and it's great fun. I've just checking what I have played. So I got given a gift by a friend of the show, Vimesy. He sent me a package in the post.
Is this your second gift from Vimesy?
Yeah, he's
hit. Is this
yeah,
what
he,
you called?
He did. He sort of.
Oh, hang on.
He's sorting me out through the challenge, isn't he?
Did you buy a house to get this gift or not?
This isn't a game. Like, this is hardware. He sent me a racing wheel. So I'm now the proud owner of a Logitech Driving Force GT Pro or something.
Did we not get one for the rest of the team as well? Did we not all get one?
No.
What the fuck? Favouritism?
Yeah. Because he liked me the best, didn't he? So he sent me this wheel. Because he's got more money than sense, and he's bought a new one. And so I spent my Steam credit.
Can I have dibs on the new one when he gets the new one?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll forward it on. Or you can have my one. Anyway, it's a fucking awesome wheel. Much better than the old one I had years ago. So I spent my Steam credit, and I bought F1 2016 with my remaining credit I had left, which is my Steam pile. And
oh, wow.
I've had some awesome times with that. Not only just playing it myself, and when I got it set up, I did a Grand Prix weekend, spent 6 hours practicing fucking lapping around this track. My arms were killing me by the end of it because I was gripping the steering wheel so fucking hard. It's so intense. You can't beat a racing game with a steering wheel. And I've added Forza Horizon 3 PC version to my list of games I want in the new year. Because I think that'd be...
Just to interject quickly, there's talking about VR. There's a massive push in the community of people wanting F1 to be in VR.
Yeah, I know.
So expect that to be dropping shortly,
but then,
and that'd be another...
But one. Then that won't help me with PSVR. I'll have to buy a fucking Oculus or something. So anyway, that would be awesome. In VR, that would be fucking brilliant. But even without, it's so good. Because the handling's excellent. The force feedback is phenomenal. You really feel... You go around those corners and you go around a quick corner, and the quicker you go, the steering wheel's pulling harder and harder, like to represent the G-force. It's just brilliant. And then I've had family round and I've put them on it. So I've had my mum sat on there, fucking driving like in the movies where she's just left and right, trying to go in a straight line. And we've had some brilliant times with it. I made my mother-in-law so motion sick that when she got home, she threw up for 3 hours from playing it. So we've had some awesome times with that.
She had a terrible time.
Well, yeah, she had a terrible time, but we all had a laugh. My main bag this month, and I will be putting it on as soon as we finish the show, is World of Warships. I am still fucking loving it. It's so good.
That's not like you to have a bit of longevity in a game, mate.
I know, exactly, and yeah. I'm grinding out things.
What
and
the
everything.
Fuck?
I'm absolutely loving it. It's the perfect...
What's the total in-app purchase list going to now in terms of cash?
About how much have I spent?
Just out of interest. That's
yeah,
all.
So when last month I'd spent £3.62, hadn't I? It was like a tiny amount.
Yeah.
I made one more purchase. I made a purchase this month of £18.
Ooh,
big bucks.
What was that on?
Big bucks to... facilitate buying some port slots and a premium ship, and it's fucking awesome. I love it. It's got wicked camouflage on it. It's like all psychedelic and shit, and it's a little sneaky little destroyer, and you get up in amongst the battleships, amongst the islands, and you rock some torpedoes out. It's fucking awesome. I love it. I can see me playing this game for a long time. They've just released a load of missions to grind. Like, you know, Marvel Puzzle Quest, you get the sort of missions where you have to do a task and then you get to the next layer and there's a task, and these are like multi-layered missions and you've got until the end of the year to do them, so they're really big.
Don't try justifying it by comparing it to Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Well, I'm just saying
he's talking to it. He's talking to a level that you understand.
I'm trying to explain that there's kind of more to it than just, it's not just a multiplayer.
I understand
shooter.
How games work, Matt. I did play one once.
Yeah, there's a good grind. There's a good grind a to it. And I fucking love it. And as soon as we finish the show, I'm going to whack it on, even though I'm absolutely knackered, and play a few hours of that too. So that's my main thing, World of Warships. And it's just perfect for me at the minute. Perfect pace, cup of tea or, you know, pint of wine, and just shoot some shit. And you guys are missing out. You should play it. It's fucking awesome.
You buy me a PC that can run it, and
you don't,
I'll play
you
it.
Don't even need a good PC. You can put it all on low and it still looks good and you can play it.
I can guarantee you, I'll send you the stats of my PC after this. I can guarantee you.
Pentium 2?
I imagine, actually, the PC, the laptop I had before this, I tried to, I was doing this, some kind of videos with Greg Giddens, and the laptop before this wouldn't even run Minecraft at the lowest settings.
Minecraft's notoriously difficult to run.
Yeah, this is true, man.
What it loads in.
This is true.
I very much doubt that there's absolutely any way that I can do that. But I'd love it if I could. I'd love to, you know, games are games, especially if it's free to play to start with.
What about you, Jace? Because you like World of Tanks, don't you?
I do.
Have you dabbled in warships? I can't remember if you spoke about this last time. It's really good.
I only barely dabble in tanks, mate, to be honest with you.
Give it a go. I think you'll like it. It's a good grind.
Okay, remind me in the week and I'll load it on and then maybe we'll have a look.
All right. So that's me. Free to play, free gifts of lovely steering wheels. Thank you, Vimesy. That was great of you. And not much progress otherwise. So that leaves Neil, the smiley man with the lovely face and his head and his beautiful cans. Tell us what you've been playing, Neil. Please.
I'll try my best. I think you own Vimesy some serious hand job, don't you, really?
I do. I'm going to go and suck him off.
How do you think he got this fucking wheel in the first place?
Yeah.
I said hand job. I didn't go straight to the sucky sucky. Jesus.
Nah.
That's another level.
He's worth it.
Me.
And that's why you didn't get a wheel.
Yeah,
exactly. Damn. Okay. What have I played? I've played to completion on my list. I finished Far Cry 4 this month.
Well done.
And it took forever.
That last bit is a real grind, isn't it?
Oh, man. It didn't help. The fact is that it's very easy to get distracted in the game with little collecting this and that and the other. Which, when it's so close to you on the map between where your next mission is and it's like, oh, you've got a lost letter here or you've got this kind of mission over here. It's very easy to, an outpost or, a bell tower or what have you. It's very easy to get distracted. I last looked and I did something like 92 hours or something to get it to completion.
Yeah.
That game, it took me a long time. But yeah, I've completed it, got a lot of the achievements, which I was quite pleased about. Pushed me over the 80,000 mark for achievements, that game. So I'll stay in the memory banks. But it's a good game as well, actually. Really enjoyed it. Really, you've completed it, haven't you, Matt?
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
Which
did,
ending?
Did you like, without spoilers, did you like the ending?
Well, because there's different endings, isn't there? Fuck spoilers, it's been out for ages. Which ending did you go for?
I'm trying to remember now what the choices were in the endings.
As you go through the game, you go through the Golden Path, which is the tribe that is going against pagan men. The king emperor of Karat. In that tribe, you've got Sabal, who is the bloke, and you've got the other girl.
Yeah.
And the girl's more about turning into a Tartarian state, modernizing stuff, and he's all about religion and keeping value, old school values. And whatever you, as you're going through the game, you choose a loyalty path, basically, for both of them.
Yeah, I went her.
Did you now? Ah,
in the end, I flitted quite a lot in the game. I went here, him, her, him, her, him, and then I thought, you can't cling on to old values. They need to make
here,
money. I went her.
Well, I went him.
Oh, okay.
And also, you get more choices. When you get to Pagan's Palace, you have an opportunity to shoot him. When you get to the kind of the throne room, or you can just wait and not shoot him, and he takes you through to the shrine and explains a bit more of the story.
I went to the shrine.
Good. And then you get an opportunity when he gets into the helicopter. You actually have another opportunity to shoot his helicopter down. Did you do that?
I let him go.
So did I, because at the end of the day, he was quite a funny chap. And
also, he actually had your parents' wishes at heart as well. He was kind of the good bad guy, and it was really good. And okay, so then, did you restart the game and get the quick ending?
No, I want to. Is there an achievement for that? There probably is an achievement
for
that.
There is an achievement. There might be an achievement for it, but I just did it because I wanted to see how the game played out if you just sat in the chair and waited like he told you to do, because I thought that's a really clever thing to do. And you have to wait 20 minutes. It's like 20 real-time minutes. And then he pops back in.
That.
pops back in and he takes you to the shrine. And he says, here's the story. You're the king of the world. You're actually the heir to this throne. Happy whatever the world is, it's yours. And you're like,
Ascension Day.
And it's brilliant. I love the fact they do that.
I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to do it just so I can see it and rather than just watch it on YouTube. So, yes, spent a lot of time playing Far Cry. Really enjoyed it. Made me want to play Far Cry Primal, which obviously was released this year, and made me kind of look at kind of putting that on my list for January. Cause
surely that's about £6 now.
Yeah, it's really cheap. Because a lot of the mystical missions, the kind of way that you kind of place in a spiritual body in Far Cry 4, is you're commanding
tiger
animals.
Yeah.
That's very, and I think it's almost exactly similar to what they've kind of the mechanic they've taken over and made an entire game out of. So I've played that. I've played two more games. Played a bit more Fallout 4. I've played a little bit of Witcher because I tried to get back into that. And then the other game that I've put hours into is, because of the teaser trailer that came out, I actually went, but it's not even on my list. I've played it to completion, but I played a lot of time in Red Dead Redemption. I put about 25 hours into that game.
Oh, wow.
On PS3, actually. I've got it because it was PS Plus like about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And my PlayStation 3 is down in the living room as being used as a DVD player to the main TV. And I've been playing that in between TV programs and when the missus is out and when she's in the kitchen and all that shit. So I've played a lot of that, actually. And it's still a really good game. And it really does make me really passionate and enthusiastic about the next title that comes out. So mine's quite short, sweet and simple. So I'm done on that one. So running order wise, going back into the spreadsheet, we need to go to Jace's section, the community feedback.
Miserable bastard question time. Let's go.
Miserable bastard question time.
Here is that Sam boy. We do need the kind of like, don't care, not played it. It's shit. And then just one that says the C word constantly.
Well, let me go to the questions. It's the first question that we got on the Facebooks after AD put the post up. Thanks for that, AD. Richard Ford was on. Little Rich said, will the Stokes sandbox be available for Christmas?
I mean, this is a wonderful question. I did not know that was there.
And, a potential business opportunity. Maybe I'll look into creating an app that is the Stoke Sandbox. And
I think what we should do,
and the cunts and all the usual things.
I will invest, or we should do a Kickstarter to have dolls made up of all of us with a pull string at the back with our favourite catchphrases. And I think if we do this, then we, like, me, Matt and Aid would have probably have like two or three each, which is fine.
Aid's would be like, I've played all the fucking games. Oh, I'm a smug cunt. I've got Titanfall 2.
I ate that
Gerald.
Witcher.
I bought
Gerald.
It for my son. And my fucking Gerald. Excuse.
Gerald.
Exactly. But we'd have about two or three, which is fine. But we'd have there'd be a certain, Jace's doll would have 20.
Deluxe edition Jace like, doll.
Yeah. And it just got, no. No. Cunt. Bollocks. No. I'd rather spend it on biking.
No games.
I've played no games. I bought a bike
Fuck
instead.
PlayStation.
Yeah. I wish I was playing Titanfall 2.
If the listeners have got any extra sounds, which you know will be going into these dolls that Neil's going to fund on Kickstarter, if not knows where that came from, send them in to Twitter and we'll laugh at them and laugh at each other.
No, I was going to fund them, but then I think we should definitely do a Kickstarter instead. I'm not going to fund a Kickstarter. That's just a ridiculous fucking method. Okay. So yeah, we should do.
One.
I think we should definitely do it. I think it's merchandise that we could bleed people dry with.
Making merch for the last fucking month and a half of the fucking podcast. Brilliant.
Yeah. T-shirts.
Actually, there are three shows left, so it's not the last month. I'm talking out my ass. Okay, moving on with the question. So, now this isn't a question. Matt Holloway says, not a question, but I just want to let you know that I cleared MPQ from my pile by quitting it and two other never-ending mobile phones.
Sensible choice, Matthew Holloway. Good luck.
This is sad news because that puts you in the same bracket as quitters like fucking Spink that have no longevity in the game. And I have a sad for you, and I have a sad for anybody was in your alliance. And it says here he's in his wife's alliance and he's had one of the best rosters. So he's dropped them in this shit as well. So, yeah, I think he's a cunt.
We're banning him tomorrow, aren't we?
That's it. You're done.
That's so mean.
Moving on. Okay, maybe a bit harsh, but it's a bad month. It's like this is like my period month, like, yeah, of the year. This is my fucking time of the year.
Jace is bleeding out of his eyes and ears.
I am, and other orifices. Anyway, moving on with the questions. Dave Packer says, and Dave Packer, as a recent listener, and he's gone through all of the past shows recently and missed me a couple of times, so thanks for joining us today. He says, have you missed the online gaming community interaction with the latest multiplayers, Titanfall, Battlefield, and have you played less online as a result? I think we've covered a load of these, but just for Dave's benefit, have we been missing it? We have been missing, we've been missing lots of the multiplayers on games, like Titanfall, you bastard.
Yeah. I think we have. I think I've missed a lot of it. I've missed the kind of and even though it's a kind of like it's a poison chalice because it's only popular for a month or so, those times you get in those months are good times. Yeah, so
it's not popular for a month because how many months and how many years will we be playing Titanfall 1 for?
True,
but fucking long time.
Well, the thing is, there is that, but then there's also, you know, these games that aren't as don't have that longevity.
That aren't beautiful works of art.
Yes, Jace, that's what I'm trying to get to.
But even that month of excitement where everyone is playing that game for that month and you're online every Friday, every Saturday, drinking with your friends, playing these games, I haven't had that at all this year and I have missed that. Definitely missed that this year.
Because you're playing fucking Warships and you're like the only person playing it.
That's all that is available to me.
And the Black Desert Online.
And therefore, that's my options, you know. I would have loved to have
Black
got involved
Desert
in Overwatch.
Online.
Black Desert
Online. I
would
have loved to have got involved in
3 hours play.
Fun there. I would have loved to get involved in Battlefield or Titanfall. Gears and Beers sounds fucking awesome. I've missed all of that this year, and that's probably the one thing of the challenge that I found the hardest. Although we haven't talked about it a lot, that Friday night, Saturday night session with your friends on a good, fun multiplayer game, I've missed that.
Yeah. Definitely. The thing is, it's. I think those multiplayer sessions, I mean, you can have the fun of a story, you can have the fun of a leaderboard, but I think all of us have got to admit that with that heightened sense of enjoyment of why we do what we do and why we spend the money that we spend on consoles and PCs, etc., is because we want to play with our friends or make new friends, and just missing out on that, it is an awful thing. It's not fantastic. And it's one of the takeaways so far for me is it's a good learning curve of actually how important those sessions are. And even though they may be brief and fleeting, like I say, they're enjoyable while they last. But then you do get the games like Titanfall that last 6 months, but nobody's playing it now. I mean, obviously now because there's a sequel out, but nobody's playing it, you know, kind of thing. So it's difficult. AD, what's your thoughts?
I think I've been lucky this month in the fact we've gone back onto Destiny and had a good laugh on that. I think just the limitations of Destiny is what Jay said about getting on the raid and needing six. And although we had a good six, I think a couple have dropped off and a couple of people work shifts so we can't get on, and that's the only kind of problem with it. So if any listeners out there do want to get involved with the raid on the Xbox Destiny, then let us know.
But under the caveat that you've probably got to be a fucking raid virgin like we are.
Yeah, yeah.
That would help.
Yeah. But yeah, I think you're right. I think Destiny this month has been a great laugh.
If this DLC had come out like 4 months ago, I would have, and the fact that I've kind of dropped on Rise of Iron, I'd be tempted to do the Xbox One and come and join you. But my light level, it'd take me about 3 weeks to get to anywhere close to where you guys are, and that's like every night.
Well, it wouldn't. It would. Honestly, you wouldn't, mate. The rate it's dropping in the last couple of weeks, you wouldn't. You'd only take a week to get there. You put a bit of time in.
Don't tempt me. Don't tell me, bitches.
Come across to the light side.
Yeah, but the thing is, I've dropped on it once. I think I'd be pushing. You know, I'd be really pushing the rules if I dropped on the same DLC on two different systems. I think
just say Vimes he sent it you. Be all right.
Oh my god, yeah. Maybe Backdoor Ben sent it me. Played the Vimesy card.
Right.
Next question.
Moving on. Matt Holloway's back on again. I don't know, should I read his question since he's a cunt? Yeah, go on then.
All I heard then was just the C word. What?
No, because he's quitting MPQ, so he's... I told you it's a bad time for me. It's a bad time.
Sorry, carry on.
He says, the last month has been about the worst for him, with the release of several games at Honor's Wishlist, Dragon Quest Builders, World of Final Fantasy, which we haven't spoken about, Neil.
No, it was... I did see it, but on the kind of website that I pulled the kind of information from, but I didn't... We none of us have really got into Final Fantasy, are we not?
What?
Well, would you have bought it? Is it on console? Is it a PC thing? I don't know what it is.
Probably.
It's...
You don't even know what it is.
Neil, I don't think you should beat yourself up. It looks odd. And the Final Fantasy that's coming out next month is the one that me and Jace will be getting excited about. This one's...
Let's leave that one. Yeah, we can leave that one. I can't handle another one. Anyway, and he said, anticipation of the release of his Joker at the end of November, which... That might be...
mystery. Is it not said what it is?
Yeah, it's got to be Final Fantasy 15. It's got to be. He says, has anyone else experienced a month where most of the year's titles that they wanted were all released together, or maybe a particularly harsh month from a previous year? I think on the year one, there were several months that were harsh, but it's all drifted into my subconscious now, so I can't really remember it. So maybe I'll listen back one day. But as this year goes, I think there have been a couple of times when I've really fucking cried about things. But I've been mostly crying all the time, haven't I?
Yeah, you have.
I think this month's difficult. I think this has been one of the harder months. There's two or three for each of us that we would have off that list, I think.
It proves the fact that two of us have used a Joker this month to show you that's an indicator in itself that we've both AD and I have felt that we've the games are so strong this month that we have to fold and use our get out clause. Otherwise, I'm looking forward to later on in the kind of episodes where we can kind of do a tally of like how much money we've saved because we've not bought these games, or what months would have been, name the games that we've missed the most. But there's definitely been months where I've gone, God, this is awful. This is awful.
Was it last month that Forza was out and something else was out? And I was crying quite a lot.
Last month and this month have been bad for you, Jace. You've had the even grumpier, someone's just kicked me in the balls and twanked my penis.
It doesn't help that we've had the end of summer, which is sadness, and then all these games coming out, which is sadness, and I'm a miserable bastard, which is... It hasn't all gone well for me, has it, boys? But I'm still here. I still haven't succumbed.
Last month it was Forza 3, XCOM 2, and FIFA 17. Just to name the first couple that I can see off the list, so that you can see how strong it is. I think what we'll do is we'll... when it gets towards the end of the challenge, we'll release all the games we've mentioned in the what we've missed, and we'll do a bit of a highlight of what they are and what we felt about them at the time. Because there's some you'll get a lot of a representation from that about how we felt. But
we'll revisit the bullets dodged and stuff as well.
I think the interesting thing is though, how many of those games on that list of the games that in that particular month we were gutted that we'd missed them? How many of those are we going to pick up in the new year? And how many have we gone?
Wow.
Now time's passed, I'm not bothered. Because certainly for me, there's a few games on there that at the time I was like, shit, I'm missing out on this. I really need this in my life. And now I probably won't get that. Like XCOM 2 is a good example, Neil. XCOM 2, at the beginning of the challenge, I was like, right, this is going to be my Joker. And then, or this is going to be what I'm going to spend my Steam credit on. And it came out on PC, and I was like, I'll wait. I'm not going to rush into it. I'm going to take my time. Then it came out on console. I was like, I spent my Joker, and I can't have it. And now I'm looking, and I'm thinking, right, in 2017, of all the things I want to play, do I see XCOM 2 in that list? And I kind of don't. So if it was that important, that key to me, I had that game in my life, how is it now that I'm actually thinking I'm not going to bother? So, despite the robots in XCOM 2, the dancing robots of joy, I think sometimes giving yourself a month to actually ever think about these games can make you think, actually, I don't need it. Is that too deep? Have I gone too deep?
No. You forgive me. I broke up on my side, and just hear a really robotic kind of broke up voice. That's why I was doing the robotic Peter Crouch dancing. So, no, what you were saying, what I picked up from you saying, I definitely do agree with you. Yep, good question. Like it. Thank you very much. AD, have you got anything to add?
No, I think you've covered it off, really.
Okay.
AD hasn't missed anything because he's fucking been happy all the time.
I've missed a lot of the game. I mean, I did sit and go through the Xbox last night and go through the store and just... I had a look. I wasn't sure whether there was like a wish list in there because I was just going to stick everything that I wanted to get in a wish
list. That's one thing it misses, isn't it? You know, yeah. A good wish list.
And to be honest, everything I've missed and wished I'd picked up this year are all sitting on the store and they're all less than £15. So Ooh. Things like Firewatch, The Witness, Inside, yeah, they're all £10-15 games. That's what I've missed. You know, it's not a huge amount of AAA £40-50 games that I've really missed this year. The only one I can really think off the top of my head has been Forza Horizon 3.
Out of interest, what do we think about Firewatch the movie, which is rumoured to be in production?
I don't know because I've not played it, so I have no idea what
I'll
that movie's going to be about.
It's a really good game. But what do you think?
Thank you, man. Right, so let me pose the question to you, Matthew. What do you think about the movie representation of that game, seeing as none of us have played it and we don't know what it's about?
I think it's a fucking stupid idea. Because when you finally get to play the game, gents, and you will love it, it's basically you are taking control of the main character of a movie and you are guiding them very loosely through a story. And I haven't got a fucking clue how they're going to turn that into a movie and make it any more engaging than when you're in control of the main character.
To answer that question, they've turned Angry Birds into a movie, and isn't there a Mochicon movie coming out?
Yeah.
They can turn anything into a fucking movie. Don't worry about it.
Doesn't mean
it's going to be any fucking good.
Yeah, well, exactly. Doesn't mean I'm going to go and watch it. No. I won't even Cody that shite.
But at least with Angry Birds, it was a game about catapulting birds on a very basic level, and they've turned it into a movie with a story. Firewatch is all about the story and the characters and a cinematic adventure. Then why turn it into a thing?
It should be easy then.
It's just silly. It's fucking silly, isn't it? It's just fucking silly. Anyway,
he's got a prickle up his bum. He's got a prickle up his bum.
I've drunk my bottle of wine, please. I'm rambling.
Right then. Thank you for that, gentlemen. Right, the next question. Joe Middleton's been on again. He said, what advice would you give to someone contemplating doing a Year of Shame for 2017?
Oof. Don't do it.
Well, I think the obvious answer is everyone don't do it. But that's not in the spirit of it, is it? I think a lot of people could benefit from seeing our perspective and the benefits of the Year of Shame in terms of viewing your buying habits and maybe making a few changes to the way you appraise games before you buy them. But a little bit of heads up, if you listen to the next show, hopefully, if all the planets align, we may have some sexy information about the next Year of Shame challenge podcast and the people who have been stupid enough to put their fucking names down for it. So, listen in next time and hopefully we can get that to work and maybe have some exciting audio for you coming up.
I think it's easy to say don't do it. However, I'm now at the stage I'm at. I know that I'm not going to go back to old me and my buying habits. I know I'm not.
Yeah.
So for me, it's actually worked. It's actually made me think differently about which games I need to buy and which games to hold off on. So I think if you do think you buy too many and you have got a big pile of shame sitting there, this will work.
Yeah, I think because I think I covered off on that in my roundabout way when talking about XCOM. So I think you and me are on a similar page, AD. So what about Neil and Jace? Are you of the same opinion, or?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to answer the question. You've got to think about why you want to get involved. Like, what are you going to get out of it? If you're doing it because you buy too many video games, then it's an instant stop of that because you're not allowed to buy any. If you're doing it because you want to save money, then great, it's going to do you the same kind of job. If you're doing it because your pile of shame is massive, then you've got there's a different level of dedication. Because if you've listened back to the podcast that we've done, it's a struggle to get through your old games when you're bombarded with new games that are coming out. So it depends on what perspective you're coming from about why you're doing it. Personally, when I first started the challenge, I knew that my buying habits was a little bit erratic. I went with the crowd too much. And I think for me, to be honest with you, is when I first started the challenge, I had a house to buy. So it was all about the money for me. And now that was at the beginning of the challenge. And now at the end of the challenge, I've got a wedding to buy. So, again, I'm still kind of saving the money, and don't shake your head, Jace. It does work sometimes. Look at these guys.
Hey, no, I'm on about the amount of money you're going to spend, that's all. And games you're not going to be able to buy out of all these ones you want.
It's easy to spend a lot of money quickly, trust me.
Jesus, she's bought the wedding dress already.
Yeah.
Does it fit you, though?
I'm going to make it fit that on that wedding night, mate. Honestly, I'm going to make it fit. I'm going to, honestly, even if there's a gap up the back, I'm going to get it on and she can take me. It's down to what you want out of it. So my advice is think about it seriously. It's a long time. I know it sounds stupid, but 12 months is a long time to get into it. Also, what I would do is don't go, I'll get loads of Steam credit and I'll get loads of Xbox credit and I'll have loads of opportunities to buy games to them out because I'll have stockpiled and stuff like that. No, because when it comes around to it and you start getting gifts and you've got credit to use and stuff like that, it actually feels that you're cheating a little bit, and it should be about the challenge of not doing that and not relying on those things. So don't see those things as easy ways out, and, think about it. Don't you reckon, Jace? You've got to plan it out properly and think about what you want to get out of it first and foremost.
You have, and one of the things I hope for after we've gone through all this is, although some people have gone along with us on this one, and as we get into the last couple of shows of the year, I'm going to go around people and get their stories and get their thoughts on how it's gone for them. But hopingly.
Oh my god, you sound like me. Are you drinking?
Drinking
you drunk
this
as much
gin.
As me?
It's been quite nice, this fucking gin.
You sound like you're taking a word out of my book.
Hopefully, some people who have been listening along but not taking part in their own Years of Shame this year will be inspired somewhat to join in next year. And a lot of people who've bought all these games that we've missed this year, hopefully some people will think, hang on, I need to change my ways, and I'm going to follow next year's, obviously, because we know the people are doing it, and I want to keep up the momentum with it, and I'm interested to see who's jumping on board next year, unofficially, and see how those people do, and see if the same sort of thoughts that we get from people from this year carry on to next year.
It'd be interesting to see how we approach the people that do it next year and how we interact with them and how either supportive we are or we just take the piss out of them.
Massive smug grin.
Yeah, I'm just constantly going to be just rubbing. Are we going to rub their face in it, or are we going to be like,
hell yeah,
I know where you're coming from and you can do it, and I've got
probably a little of both, I'd say.
Yeah. But so are we releasing information about the people that are doing the actual recording? But questions like this come from people that come along with it, so I think we encourage people to kind of back those people, and we'll back them, but we'll do it with a sarcastic smile, I think.
Yeah,
cool. All right, shall move on then. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Right, John Lenton has been on, the man himself, as previously mentioned, and says, currently, what is the first game you'll be buying at 1 minute past midnight 2017? Currently, right this second, what do you think my game might be?
PSVR
Skyrim Remastered.
fucking Skyrim.
No, you hated Batman, the idea of Batman more than you did Skyrim.
It'll be something remastered, won't it? Without massive robots in it.
With a good story.
Yes, definitely. Or just Titanfall 2. Titanfall right. 2.
That's more than likely. AD, what about you?
Probably Inside or Firewatch or something, what game like that I've missed that it's a 6-hour game with a great story.
Good shout, Neil.
Matt, what do you reckon? I think it all depends because it's around that time when there's usually quite good sales. And I think for me, it will depend on if I see a game that has eluded me this year and whether it's had a good price drop or not. I want to play quite a few games that have been released this year, and we'll, as the last three shows come on, we'll start to kind of nominate these and what we've missed the most. But because one thing that, and I've mentioned this quite a few times before, but it's one thing that this year has taught me is you don't have to buy it day one. Wait for the sales.
Yeah.
You know, day one doesn't mean experience number one. It doesn't mean that developer's going to crash and burn and they're not going to make any more video games anymore and the industry's going to die. It means that, you know, people that can afford to buy it day one, buy it day one. So I think for me, it's about the sales, what's going to be around on January the 1st.
Yeah, that's a good shout. I think mine hasn't changed for a long time. It's Uncharted 4.
Oof.
That'd be my
Such
one.
Such dedication.
My first Uncharted game. I think that's perfect kind of post-Christmas, before you get back to work, good, fun, rip-roaring adventure. So I think, Uncharted 4, definitely.
Sweet.
That'd be mine.
And 1 minute and 20 seconds passed, I'm going to buy Dangerous Golf.
And I'll buy Final Fantasy 15.
And I'll buy Hitman.
Can we all buy a game to play together? Can we all buy a game that we can all play at the same time?
Well, this was what I was going to say, what can we buy that we can all play together?
Like, where's your son's Xbox set up?
It's sat right. I'm looking at it now.
Oh, so it's in an open area that you can put him to bed and still play. You're not going to be sat next to him while he's on his bunk bed.
No.
Like, tell him to get to bed, get to school in the morning while you're up there playing Xbox.
I could buy Titanfall for the Xbox and join you for some shenanigans.
Oh, first of January,
in the comfort of a beanbag in front of my big telly.
Oh, my God.
So maybe we'll have this discussion and maybe we'll have a fucking awesome 1st of January fucking Titanfall session. Why not?
Excellent.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Good stuff. Thanks, Vimesy. Good question. Thanks for the steering wheel.
Right, moving on then. Richie Ford has been back on. He's got another question. What's your favourite horror game? It's Halloween with a ghost emoji. It's not Halloween, which that was yesterday.
With a ghost emoji.
The fact that he did post this on there yesterday means nothing at all. Horror games then. I think the horror game I've had the most fun with, because I was playing it co-op with my good friend Willie, was Fear 3, I think it was. We recorded that when we were doing Console Ninjas. I got Will to wear his headset and record his audio. And then I put all his little girly screams into the Halloween episode of Console Ninjas, and that was lots of fun.
That sounds amazing. I'm going to go back and listen to that.
Yeah, I like the sound of that.
I don't play too many horror games, but I think I'll kind of switch it a little bit. One part of a game that was kind of quite horror-related was Fallout 4, where you go to the Salem... Is it Salem's?
Salem Witch Museum of Witchcraft. That's
and if you've not played it, that's an awesome part of a game.
Where is the Museum of Witchcraft? Is that in
Salem?
Top right.
I haven't got anywhere near top right yet. Maybe I'll just run over there. Trev would say go run over there straight away.
Yeah,
just run over there, mate. It's worth it for that. But,
have fun.
That's not how Trev talks, ready. By the way. Trev, before you come over here and try to put me in a suitcase, that's not how you talk.
You're right, he's in Ireland now, I can't get you.
I'm not even trusting it.
For me, I shit my pants at horror games, but I'm really bad with them. But I would say the one, well, other than the Fallout 3, which I found terrifying, do you know what? I don't think I've played it. I'm too scared. I haven't played a horror game for fucking ages. I wanted to get Until Dawn. I wanted to play it and then get the missus to play it and then Twitch her playing it and then laugh at her. But I haven't played a horror game.
See, the thing is, Until Dawn is one of those games, because I've played it, I've played about an hour of it or so, an hour, maybe 2 hours of it. It is very scary. It is the suspense they build in that game is terrifying.
Yeah.
And if you're not into horror movies, if you're not into horror games, then don't even bother. I don't think I think that was probably the most horrific kind of game, they're kind of in that genre. I think the best kind of my kind of get out clause is like a Left 4 Dead 2. That's a horror game. But that was just so much fun. I played the crap out of that on Xbox 360. Played it ridiculous amounts of times. So yeah, that's my answer.
Question for you then, just quickly, in a similar vein. When the show's over, do I, A, play World of Tanks, not Tanks, World of Warships, or B, watch The Babadook and scare myself shitless on Netflix?
What the fuck are you on about?
It's Halloween, or it's sort of Halloween.
It was yesterday.
Halloween's gone. It's Christmas. Look in Tesco's.
Did you just ask me whether you could play World of Warships or watch a horror movie?
Yeah. Not could I? Should I? I'm not asking.
Has anyone else looked at the time?
I'm not asking your permission.
He wants to go and watch a film after this.
I'm not asking your permission. Can I watch a horror film?
I've got to get that.
Should I watch a horror film?
Go and watch Home Alone 1 and 2 back to back and then go to bed.
Okay. Thanks, Mum.
It's fine. I'll give you all the advice in the world if you want, Matt. Okay, next question, Jace. Get off that mobile phone game.
Sorry. some videos that people put on Facebook just make me fucking shake my head. Okay, we are on to the last question. And Craig Duraz has sent this one in. Another good question. If you were allowed to a do-over whereby you forfeit either your present or Joker and were allowed to go and buy a new game before the end of the challenge, what would you forfeit and what would you get?
Is this the one with all the things giving me shit for No Man's Sky?
Pretty much, yeah.
Not just No Man's Sky, though, but also Black Desert Online. I
reckon most of Matt's things would be returned. Matt's a fucking arsehole. Why is he even on the challenge? They're all on there, all the comments are there.
I should probably start. I've got two, haven't I, really? Two quite good shouts for I wish I'd not bought them. I think Black Desert Online out of the two. Because at least No Man's Sky, I still can occasionally go and pick it up and have a laugh in it. Whereas Black Desert Online was an absolute pile of shit. And in fact,
was this not the best thing since fucking Bread?
And do you know who it was who persuaded me to get Black Desert Online?
Vimesy?
That would be Vimesy. So he fucking owes me a steering wheel. Because he fucked my Joker up. So
we're even.
Me and Vimes are even. He's given me a steering wheel in return for fucking my Joker up. Black Desert Online in a heartbeat.
Right.
What a fucking waste of time that was.
To be replaced with what?
To be replaced with... Well, I'm looking at this month. Talking about this month. And Neil wants to say something.
Please. Can we do a time check? I'm desperate for a piss. I can't hold it in any longer. I thought these questions would be done like 10 minutes ago. And I'm literally pisses coming out my mouth. Can we please do a time check?
Five minutes left, Neil.
Just go for your piss then. Go on. We'll get talking. We'll fill for you, mate, while you're gone.
We're going to carry on the podcast. Don't worry, Neil.
Fine.
We'll fill for you, mate.
We'll carry on. We won't talk about you.
Yeah.
So, in Neil's absence, we'll continue.
In Neil's absence, we'll carry on. Black Desert Online would go, and
another copy of No Man's Sky would arrive.
No. Do you know what? I'm torn between Gears of War and Titanfall 2. I think this month is the month. This is the hardest
would
month.
Would you not save that Joker for next month for Final Fantasy 15 then?
No, because Final Fantasy XV is a single player experience. I know they've got co-op DLC coming, but this year is a single player experience. So I would either want to get in with Neil's Gears and Beers action or AD's Titanfall 2 action and play with one of you two sexy bastards one of who's not in the room, and enjoy some multiplayer stuff. So I would ditch BDO and I would get either Gears 4 or Titanfall 2. What about you two bastards? What would you trade in?
Aid, what are you saying?
Aid, yeah, come on.
In an absolute heartbeat, I would get rid of No Man's Sky and in its place, Shock Horror. I would actually spunk on the full version of Hitman right at the start of the year. Because Ooh. Then it would have lasted me throughout the year. Every single, you know, started being released in February. You have the elusive target missions every couple of months. You have a new episode coming every couple of months. And that, for a Joker, would have kept me going all year.
Do we have any news?
I like the idea
of
you spunking
the Game of
the Year
Hitman's edition.
Sorry, Matt.
Game of the Year edition of Hitman. Have they announced when that's coming out yet?
They have. I mean, you can buy the full package now anyway.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
With all six episodes?
Yeah, but I'm thinking once you get to Christmas, that's going to be released because it's all finished. That's bound to be at a really cheap price, and then to get people excited, ready for season two next year.
Because that's another January thing I forgot about. That's another sort of January consideration for me, is the Hitman full set.
Yeah.
Okay, what about you, Neil?
Oh, man, I'm back. You ever get that pain in your kidneys when you've done a massive piss? Like that shooting hot pain in your kidneys, like somebody's trying to put a hot wire through them.
No, that's the years of alcoholism.
Yeah, that's just you and your alcoholism.
Yeah. Wowzers. No, it's not my liver. The pain's in my kidneys. I know where my kidneys are.
Okay.
What was the question again? Is there a game that I would forfeit?
The kidneys that clean the alcohol from your blood, you mean?
Yeah, but you said it was my liver.
Neil, just to fill you in, when you went for your Wii, okay. I got rid of Black Desert Online in return for Gears of War or Titanfall. AD has got rid of No Man's Sky in return for Hitman, the full experience over the year. What would you get rid of?
Ooh, that's good. This is an easy one for me. Because I didn't actually want it, and it was a present that was kind of forced onto me, it was The Division, dead easy. Because even when I was playing it, after being gifted it for my brother, I wasn't even enjoying it that much. It was back in bloody January, February time. Didn't even really talk about much of it on the podcast either, because it was nondescript. It wasn't very good. Didn't have the traction that a lot of people thought it would. And I've not even looked at it since. And because it was an unwanted gift, it wasn't something that I was like, yep, definitely something that I'm after, then it's a no-brainer for me. I would hand that back in a heartbeat. To replace it with, so much. Right now, probably Titanfall 2. I think I'm actually very jealous of everybody that's playing it. So, I probably would have kept onto that and chucked that back in again. I quite like my Joker being Gears of War 4. I wouldn't trade that in for nothing. Jace, what about you?
I can't say I'm really sad about my fucking Jokerage and my unintentional gift. But I think if I had to have a do-over, given my current state of mind and my current sadness, I would quite happily lose that time that I had on Trapmania in exchange for now currently playing Titanfall 2.
Oh, interesting.
Sad though it is, but I probably should have saved that Joker. But as I said before, I was hoping to find an excuse in the meantime. and I'm too easily led by shit like Trackmania.
I think you thought that we'd all three of us had failed by then, and therefore you could just walk into it and like, well, you guys have failed, so I can fail too. I think I'm pleasantly surprised that all of us have lasted this far.
Yeah.
Still time yet, mate. Still time yet for a bit of weakness. Actually,
yeah. I don't want to shoot myself in the face, do I? Or do
right.
I?
That brings us to the end of the questions. Thank you, everybody who sent questions in. We do appreciate it. It gives us lovely content. And hopefully it makes you smile at our stupidity.
Exactly. Right. We'll do some quick domestics, and then we'll do a bit of a wrap-up, and we'll go from there. So, this has been a podcast. You've listened to it. You've enjoyed it. And don't tell me you didn't, because I know that you did. If you want to get in contact with us and actually tell us how much you've enjoyed it, or if you've got any questions about for the next show that will be recorded in November, you can email us at yoschallenge4@gmail.com. You can also actually contact us by Twitter if you want to actually get us directly straight to our gut. You can get us on yoschallenge4, at yoschallenge4. We also look for us on iTunes. By all means, leave us a 5-star review. I mean, come on, you know you want to. Also, actually, just not even iTunes. I'm pretty sure that every other bloody podcast outlet has some sort of review mechanism. Do it, people. And then obviously you can find us, a lot of our kind of interaction with the people that are following us and kind of cheering us on and kind of backing us is via our Facebook page as well. So do a quick search on Facebook groups for YOS Challenge Year 4 or 4 itself. If you want to be absolutely insane and you want to start following all four of us on Twitter, you can. You can get Jace at Jace Stokes. You can get Matt, the baby-faced punk, at Egg Daddy. I don't know why I said that. And you can get AD at ADEMGEE. And you can get myself at Baron Von Pleb, all one word. Okay, that's it. I think that's the domestics done. Did I miss anything, Jace? I normally get told off at this point.
I don't think so, mate. No,
yeah,
I just think I've got to try and get this shit edited because we're already past the fucking end of October.
Boom. Okay, so
we are putting the blame firmly in your court, though, Neil. So
yeah, it was only 2-day delay, for Christ's sake.
As long as the shit gets diverted to you and not to me for editing this time.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I can take it. It's not a problem. Also, looking at the time counter, good luck on editing this down as well. Wowzers. Okay.
Yay.
Any last comments, statements, requests before I murder you all? No?
Yes, please. Can you buy me some Titanfall 2?
Oh, Jace, honestly, if it's like AD was saying, if I won it in a competition, I definitely would probably... I know it sounds like I'm being stupid, but honestly, if I won it, you would enjoy that game much more than I would, and I would give you the code. I honestly would, because I knew that the look on your face would be worth it. So,
I've got some advice for Jace on that front.
Go on then.
You just need to, because you live in Bristol, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Vimesy's in near Bath, not that far. Go and suck him off. Definitely have you definitely have some Titanfall 2 action in your Xbox.
So you've had my fucking legendary blowjob skills. Yeah.
You've got pretty lips. You'll be all right.
Yeah, it's echoed out from, it's like the ripple effect from Jace's blowjob skills is echoed out from Bristol, and it can work its way to Bath, no problem.
Yeah, do it.
And
suck it.
I think we all need a sugar daddy, don't we? All of
And I've got Vimesy. Oh, fucking hell. What did I do in a past life that's my sugar daddy?
You suck people off is probably what you did, Matt.
That's
nothing wrong with that, by the way.
Nope.
Nothing wrong with that, by the way.
Can I give one shout-out before we go away?
Yeah,
go on.
Before we go, can I just say thank you to my compadre, Mr. AD Garlic, there for trying to appease my mood this month by giving me a month's code for EA Access. So I'm going to plonk that on my Xbox in a minute and see what I can play with for a month.
Mirror's Catalyst in November.
Oh, that is very sweet of you.
Such a loving, isn't it? It's a real loving tonight. So what have you got for free, Neil, this month? Nothing.
Oh, man, I've got absolutely nothing.
Wedding dress.
Yeah, mate, that is not free. I don't even want to tell you how much that cost. I honestly don't even want to tell you.
Yes, we've been through this process of buying wedding dresses.
I was like, yeah, but only you guys have been through this, but I haven't. This is the first time I've been married. I didn't realise that things were actually this expensive.
Fucking
they
hell.
Don't
they
have
are.
To be.
Put the word wedding in front of anything and it quadruples the
birth, deaths, and weddings. It's fucking licensed to print money.
Like, the actual venue itself, like, we've had to put a deposit down.
Is this podcast stuff, or is this stuff we can talk about?
Oh, yeah, we could. Well, sorry.
Should we get it finished?
We'll get it finished. I could talk to you all night. You know I could talk to you all night, you cheeky fuck.
No, we can continue to talk all night, but I'm thinking editing.
Okay. Right, so I'd like to thank you all for taking part. I thank you all for listening and downloading us. We love you, and we hope to actually record very soon and get get it in earlier this time and come back to you very soon. Thank you very much for listening. I've been Neil. These have been Twats. We'll see you next month.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you, bye. Love you, bye.
The Year of Shame Challenge.